Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Action Radio. This is Greg Penglis coming to you from the historic district of downtown Milton on the banks of the beautiful Blackwater River. And now let's get into Action Radio. Okay, this is the craziest morning I've had in a while because for since about 6 o'clock Central Time, and that's about an hour before showtime, Block Talk Radio's had this message. And the message said, you know, off-the-air maintenance, we're sorry, and then it goes to some system error message, and then it had some other message about the website has moved permanently. So I'm like, you know, emailing and doing what I can to Block Talk. Problem is, and I've stated this all along, that the problem with Block Talk is that they do not have a phone number to call. There is nobody that you can talk to before the show. It's all done by emails and messages and things like that. I guess they get a lot of trivial, weird things all the time, and they can't actually, you know, get whatever they need done. But that doesn't help me. That doesn't help those of us that have shows. And so what's happening is, because they don't do that, there's no way to – where did I put my show? I had one here. because they don't do that, there's no way to reach them. So there's no way to know actually what's going on. So I made a show for this morning. I can't even find it now. Where is it? Oh, there it is. And so I've got several things going at once. I'm trying to reach Mama B to get her to call in. She hasn't called in yet, but I'm going to try and reach her. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing 3 hours by myself. That's going to be a lot. That's going to take a long time. So once we cancel the show, of course, everybody says, oh, they called now. You know, so now we got to call Mama back again and see if we can do it. So if we can't reach him again, I might do an abbreviated show. I literally have no idea exactly what I'm going to do at this point. So I got a text out there. That's good. So let's see let me check my other stuff here. I just better use my phone, I found out. And no one's picked up that message. And that's okay. No. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, I didn't actually cancel it. Well, I had to end the old episode and start the new one. So I'm... I'm going to get rid of this one. That one's going to go. It's crazy. What we're going to do. I literally do not know at this point how we're going to sort of rebuild the show, considering we canceled it. People have gone on to do other things. They've probably gone back to sleep, you know, had the coffee. Who knows what's going to happen? All right. So I'm going to make a little message here on Facebook. We are on the air. The show came back. So this should be kind of fun. Where can I put this? Let's get the fire emblem. Oh, there's Pianki. Okay, good. So he's here. So I have one, one person to do the show with. We'll see if we can get Mama B back here. I'm just going to put, we are back on the air today. All in? Oh, I don't know how to spell please yet. Okay. I'm typing around my microphone. Sounds a little weird. All right. There we go. All right. Oh, I think there's Mama B. So everybody's here. This is great. Okay, so I cancel Facebook because I don't need that screen. So let's bring on our regulars, Mama B and Pianki, and let's start our show an hour late. Hey, everybody, welcome to live radio.
What's going on?
Blog Talk.
What's going on?
Good morning, Mama B. Good morning, Pianki. Well, here's what happened, and it's hard to explain this in text because I hate texting. I mean, my fingers are too big for my phone. And my phone's actually a pretty decent size. So Block Talk had this message all morning long. I couldn't log in. I couldn't log in on Safari. I couldn't log in on Chrome. I do the show on Chrome, but I do most of the episode podcasting on Safari because I have a Mac, and that's like the standard website. So no matter where I went, no matter what I did, no matter who I tried to contact, I tried phone numbers, I tried emails, I tried everything. But Block Talk has no way to contact them. So they're really terrible about us being able to get to them. But all of a sudden, just like 5 minutes ago, the website came back. I'm like, okay. So I tried to start it, but the other one was already running. Well, I didn't want to shortchange myself an hour, so I canceled that one. I basically copied everything from one, copy, cut and paste. So we still have the same show, Separating Reality from QAnon Conspiracy on the Return of Trump. I've got all the material for the show. We're just starting an hour late. So Mama B, anybody that you had scheduled, do you want to call them back? If you want to take a few minutes and call some folks, or do you want to go without them? What do you think is the best procedure today?
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm happy. Things does happen. We have difficulties all the time. Life is not 100% perfect. Take a deep breath. It's Monday morning. So those that are on, I just try to get out some text to tell them to come on, and
okay.
They should be long now. So I want to say good morning to those that comes on. I have Adrian. I don't know if he's on now or not. Maya,
someone's on. Yeah, someone. I'm going to check the number in a second. I'll find out who's on.
Francis and all of my games should be coming back on, some of them. First,
okay.
I told them we would reschedule next Monday. But I'm happy and I'm rejoicing. And I'm glad that I got a chance to meet old friends.
Well, you've had quite a weekend. You went. Did you go to both conferences, both the one in Nashville and in Memphis? I mean, you were busy.
Yes, I was very busy. I ended up in Nashville, Tennessee, to the Road to Majority. And we had a wonderful, wonderful, blessed time. It was just so wonderful. And we got a chance, some of us got a chance to see President Trump in a private meeting. And he wanted to thank us for the hard work that we was doing. And it was just great.
Wow. That would be something to meet the president. That's all of us have this dream that someday we'll get a chance. You know, of course, I have a lot to tell him. So probably more than most. I don't want the selfie. I don't want to just, you know, say, oh boy, I met the president. I mean, I got a serious agenda here, you know, of citizen legislation that I'd love to be able to present to him sometime. So I figure all in good time. It's going to happen. It's just a question of when. I've got one caller. I'm not sure who it is. I'm quickly typing some numbers onto my screen here. So I'll have them for the folks that you did tell me about. And let me just do this and this. We're sort of vamping here. Hopefully I don't say something silly as I'm doing this. There we go. So let me do that. And let's take our caller here. So let's find out here. Hang on. So the caller you're going to hear is going to say unmute, and then you're on the show, and you got me, I'm Greg, and we got Mama B, and we got Pianki on the line too. Who's our new person? First name? Unless you're a public figure, in which case you can give your last name too. Going once, going twice? Maybe somebody's just listening.
I'm on. I told them to get on. So
okay,
it's kind of difficult for them to understand, but this is welcome to the radio station, and you are on. So
yeah, whoever's the 850 area code, you know, not Mama B's line, the one that said, I'll tell you, I'll mute him again. So let's say this works. So they'll hear it say mute, and then they'll hear him say unmute. And the person that hears unmute right now.
Good morning.
Ah, there we go. Who's this?
My name is Ida Gates, and I'm a guest of Mama B. I'm
okay.
a member
Welcome
of
show.
The Escambia Federated Republican Women's Club here in Pensacola, and also the Escambia Federated Republican Committee, and I'm very honored and happy to be here today.
Well, I'm glad to have you, too. That's wonderful. So great. Mama B, who's our guest here? Well, actually, she pretty much introduced herself, so that's very cool. So what can we do for you this fine day? Go ahead, Mama B.
Yes, I met Ida doing the Women's Federation,
mm-hmm.
and me and her have been hit and miss. She tried to call me some, and I be trying to call her, and we miss each other. So we finally got together, and once we got together, Ida is a jewel. I'm so thankful and wonderful to just have her part of my team also. We put her in the team so she can help us some. And it is just so wonderful. And she's a very awesome young woman. And I'm thankful to have her.
So it's called the Women's Federation. I'm going to write this down here so I have you for next time. Women's Federation. What's the full title, please?
I'm the member of the social media chair. I'm one of the members of the Escambia Federated Republican Women's Club.
There we go. Escambia Federated.
Republican Women's Club.
Republican Women's Club.
And,
yeah, thank you.
And I'm also a committee. I'm also a committee woman for my precinct 106. for the Escambia Executive Republican Committee.
Okay. So what's going on in Escambia County? Let's get a local report now that we have you. Our furthest to the West County before you hit Alabama. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Our club is really hitting the ground running. It's a grassroots effort to make the city of Pensacola very much aware of our presence and that we're here to help give back to the community. And the club is growing, and we're very proud of that. And so in a nutshell, that's what's going on with our ladies club and also with the Escambia Executive Republican Committee. Those numbers are growing too, where we get to, make a difference the right way in our county. My precinct, which is here in the city, to make others aware of, that we are here and that we're here to help and to make a difference, of course, the right way. And if we're successful in registering voters to the Republican Party, then that is also a bonus, which is an ongoing effort.
Interesting. No, I just say go ahead. I got questions. Then I want Mama B, and then I'm going to bring Pianki in the conversation. We're going to sort of all take turns here.
Those are just the efforts, and also became a member once a month for Governor DeSantis, and that was something I meant to share with Mama B, the blacks within the state of Florida. So we just recently started a meeting earlier this month on the 6th, and that would be once a month until midterm elections get closer, and he's also up for reelection. So it's just making the black community aware in our panhandle that there are certain issues that Governor DeSantis has put in place and how it can benefit them, especially with having children in the school. So that is it pretty much in a nutshell, but I'm very humbled and honored to be on the show today with Mama B and yourself as well, sir.
Oh, call me Greg, please. We're pretty informal around here.
Greg.
So that's
okay,
wonderful.
Greg.
Well, let me let Mama B go. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let me let Mama B talk to you because, like I say, I have a bunch of questions.
Yes.
But it's kind of funny, actually, that a lot of people – it's very hard to reach me by phone except on the show. Because you got 3 hours where you know where I'm going to
yes.
be. So Mama B, it's kind of funny. Mama B said the same thing. If you want to talk to me, call the show. Here we are.
This
big party line that keeps growing. So Mama B, why don't you go ahead with your – if you guys want to chat for a minute. And then, of course, I'll have more questions as we go.
Yes, and also, too, as she said, the governor, we're trying to get more minorities involved in voting.
Yes.
And we're being very successful at that. But here's the nugget. We know that this shenanigans that is going on for June 6th, and Liz Cheney is saying she's got her muscles built back now to attack the president. I observed something that I didn't notice, but it just dawned on me just the brightest day that they know they're losing. So now here's the other strategy that they're trying to put up on the president. Ida, how do you feel about that?
It goes back to a very riveting speech that you gave at President Trump's birthday celebration on the 11th. It is just one big distraction, and you're not going to tell me that it is just nothing short of despicable, because the people of that state sent Liz Cheney in there to do it, to fight on their behalf, within their best interest, and she's not in attacking President Trump is not within their best interest, and she knows that. So there's a lack of integrity, and she's a rhino at best. And it's very upsetting. Very upsetting because
well, you know we call rhinos around here. Do you know what we call rhinos around here?
Republican name and name only.
No. We call them transgender Democrats.
Well, that's also a very appropriate term as well.
So feel free to use that one. We share. Yeah. So it's not rhinos anymore. It's transgender Democrats. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You guys were chatting.
She's doing a very poor job. So,
yep.
And anybody who doesn't want to stand with a president who's putting America first, it just shows the true colors. And quite frankly, it's just really despicable. It's terrible.
Well, it's wonderful, but I think we can take a lesson from Democrats here. In that, I know that sounds kind of weird, but what is it about Liz Cheney Liz Cheney? Her.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her. I think it's Lynn. But what is it about her that she doesn't want known? What bills has she sponsored? What positions has she taken? What speeches has she made? You know, it's time to go back and look through her material. Dad, you know, the vice president. I mean, he was in Halliburton. Everybody hates Halliburton. I don't know why. I mean, it's a pretty decent company. But, you know, did they have some weapons contracts we need to know about? Let's do the Democrats do. Let's investigate her. You know, what is it that she doesn't want known? And I'm not saying go make up stuff. Don't do the Democrat sex scandal, stuff like that. But, I mean, real information. But she might be worth looking into. And Republicans generally don't do that because they're cowards. I call them the GOP. I call them the gelding old party. So you hear a lot of new expressions around here. Yeah. So I think she's worth investigating and finding out maybe there's something, some position she took somewhere that was pretty horrible. Maybe we should know that. What do you think?
I think so because, you know, oftentimes the Democrats wants to paint Republicans as the racist or the ones who don't want them to have anything. But if they just simply look at integrity, looking at what's right and what's wrong, and clearly everything is wrong in this administration, but if they look at decisions that she has made, and quite honestly, I have read about her, but I don't want to quote anything that she has done because I don't want to be incorrect. The decisions that she has made on behalf of the people, if we look at it closely, we'll look at, okay, this is the wrong decision that she made. And who's behind it? You know, where's the money come from?
Does she have Democrat donors? You know, that's public information. What do you think?
It is public information, and that's something that should be investigated.
Yeah. It's lynching.
So I
took Mama B's time. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
You're cool.
No, it was my fault. But you guys were chatting, and I get, you know, ADHD.
No,
that's
needs to be. This is why we have this radio program is because of that. You know, because we know America, and we want to save our country from all this craziness. So everybody's opinion does count, whether we're right or wrong. You know, I'm thankful for Ida to be hanging with us, Ida, for a few, because there should be more coming in.
Well,
but
I've got them already. I've got Maya and I've got Francis already on the line, so I'm just labeling their phone numbers here.
Goodness.
Oh, this everybody called it. This is so cool. So let me bring them both on right now. Let's Maya and I owe Maya one big apology because I was supposed to email you right after the rally. I apologize. Things get a little busy here on the show. I'm kind of you do a 3-hour radio show a day. Because there's a lot going on. So I apologize to you. I will email you, but you're already here. Now we can chat here, which is the best place to reach me. Maya, welcome to the show. Okay, this is your
Hello.
Kind of talk. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Maya. You're on the air. Myra. Oh. I'm probably not pronouncing your name correctly. So
Hi. Good morning. No, Maya, Myra. It's all good.
No, I was it's trying like to my... read too many things here because I'm like going back. I'm bouncing between screens, and I got one hand on my computer keyboard. I got another hand on my mouse, and I'm talking at the same time. So this is like the ultimate multitasking.
It's good that we can. That's what us conservatives, we are good at multitasking.
No kidding.
Thank you for having me this morning on the show. I became very fond of Mama B. I'm one of her goddaughters also. I became.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah.
Weeks
yeah.
ago.
I got a big family.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it was nice to encounter again people like-minded and mm-hmm. those who are not like-minded also, but they are on the, you know, on the path to enlightenment during the Nashville Road to Majority Faith and Family Coalition. And actually, I met Mama B at the Faith and Family Coalition last year, right, Mama B?
Oh, wow, okay.
And then after you know, we get together again, and it's like a huge family, like our great president Donald Trump has said, huge, and it's indeed. Because you will not, it has to be like the eyewitness. It's like in Mississippi, I think it's Mississippi, you know, you have to see it, you see it to believe it, but right now we can see it because otherwise, and the, you know, media, they are not going to what is on the ground,
mm-hmm,
how this
mm-hmm,
excitement,
mm-hmm.
this beautiful, the people are beautiful, they look happy, they look put together, they look like they have something going in their life. They're not just there trying to get a hand out. And that's the big lie that is being fed through all the generations coming, thinking that will create some sort of momentum to destroy, you know, the inner statement of what a person with values supposed to be. And it's supposed to be like that because that's the only way that you can, when you from the inside, you are strong. Nothing outside can destroy you. But when we see that, we, this weekend at the Nashville Faith and Family Coalition, we discovered that is the foundation, faith,
mm-hmm.
family,
mm-hmm.
freedom,
mm-hmm.
and finances. That's what makes a person strong first, and then that person will multiply that strength within their own family, which is the first basic of society. Me, I immigrated to the United States back in 1990, legally immigrated to the United States because
me too.
It takes
right.
time,
a little
takes
early,
time
right, yeah.
but it's there.
Yeah.
Patient, a pace. But if you want to jump the rope, and then there are other people who were standing online today. I'm an immigration attorney, and many people were just crucifying Maida Jolie because how can she be an immigration attorney, a woman, a black, because, no, well, not black, they say woman of color because they are afraid of calling me black. And then if they say black, they say, oh, they apologize before saying that, you are a black woman, but I apologize for calling you a black. Oh, no, what are you going to call me? Greek? And being
no, I'm
a
Greek,
Latina.
Actually. It's funny you should say
being
that.
A
Latina. Half my family's Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is fun.
Yeah,
well,
being
everybody's
a
welcome
Latina.
To the show. Everybody meets here, you know, from all over the world. In fact, we have Skype calls sometimes. We have all kinds of things like that. So this is fascinating. I had a question for you. Oh, Mama B's going to hate me again. But I have to ask this because most of the immigration attorneys are looking to find easier ways for illegal aliens to come here. They've totally butchered the asylum thing. They've gotten rid of the stay in Mexico first or whatever that policy is called, catch and release. There's no penalty for not coming back to your trial 2 years later, you know. And so I'm wondering, as an immigration attorney, can you become a pro-American immigration attorney where you find ways to help capture folks that miss their trials or put huge fines on them or work, you know, to change the policy, these ridiculous asylum laws? We can do it through Action Radio. In other words, you'd be maybe the first or a whole new group of immigration attorneys that are actually working for the United States and for the American people, as opposed to working for illegal aliens, George Soros, the United Nations, the Democrat Party, and all the folks that want to destroy our country. How's that for a thought?
That's exactly. An attorney is a person who has swore to follow the laws of the country. I am an attorney in the United States, and I am not a coyote. Those NGOs are more aligned to coyotes than immigration attorneys. And now the immigration attorney who wanted illegal immigration, they should hang their license or, you know, they use the license to hang them, because this is not what we are sworn into. We sworn into to hold up our laws, the immigration laws, broken or not. That's what we have. And to jump the link, to break the fence and jump the link, that doesn't help the immigration attorney. Who said that opening the borders and having everybody come in, no matter how they're coming in, who said that those people are going to look for an attorney? Why will they look for an attorney if the government is saying that this is all yours, just open us, come in whenever, unannounced, whenever you want? This, as the asylum program and regulation should have been the most sacred, because that is the only cover that people who are running for their countries, who are persecuting them, that's the only cover that they have. But if it gets prostituted like it is today, which everybody, the NGOs are telling them, and even the coyotes, now they know more about immigration that the same people inside the United States territory. There's, the coyotes are telling them, this is what you say when you get there. You are afraid somebody's going to kill you. And let me tell you, those two words will stop anything from happening. So now they have to come in to a second tier in which they have to give the explanation, answer questions about that. But now Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and the government are making a mockery out of the mission of the Department of Homeland Security. There is no morale. The ICE officers had become babysitters, traffic controllers, and paper pushers. That is not the oath that they took. That's not what they are working in Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And we have attorneys right here in Miami, part of the Association of Attorneys, the immigration attorneys, who they were so hard pounding, and Myra Jolie, because she was one of the little few immigration attorneys who was not falling along with this rhetoric of having Joe Biden be serving as the man of the hour by not following Hillary Clinton, when all the immigration attorneys, they all got together and said, oh, we're going to have to support Hillary Clinton. When even people of my church, I'm a Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman, and I say myself, I'm a saint in front of all these people. I am a saint. These people, this in my own church, oh, we're going to have to support Hillary because of immigration. And I said, what about abortion? Because forget about the immigration. You're going to lose the baby and lose the immigrant, because there's no way nobody's going to do anything for the immigrant. I was a former Democrat. Yeah, I redeemed myself. I was a former Democrat, which supported Obama, because I was blindly being filtered and taking it, even if I was not in politics. I became savvy in politics thanks to Donald Trump. That white man is the one who opened my eyes to think for myself, to look, to see beyond what they are saying. But not because Donald Trump said, Myra, open your eyes. It's because I thought, I started analyzing the attacks of the Hispanic people against an American who wanted to take control of his country. And then I saw the Hispanic people around me who lost their country, and they are criticizing the guy who wants to take control of his house. And I said, no, I have to look more into this guy. And then what Donald Trump was saying, I said, wait a second. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly the way I see it, because I am that immigration attorney who are not going to back down, because before being an immigration attorney, I am an American. I am an American, and I will always, always pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, and for me, it's country. before everything else, because if I don't have the country, forget the family, forget the faith, forget the finances, there's nothing else. If America is on fire, the rest of the world is already in ashes.
Speaking of on fire, let's give you a round of applause.
Oh. Yay.
Okay, now I've got eight of you. I got six of you on the line right now. So Ida, because I know you're new to the show, and we got Francis on the line, we got Adrian on the line. Don't leave. Once you had a chance to talk, don't think that like most talk shows, they cut you off and away you go. No, we build the panel. We the show grows as the show grows. So you're all welcome to stick around for a long time. I will get to all of you. I want to go to Mama B and then Pianki, and then I got we'll start to bring everybody else. I got a couple ideas for Myra now that I'll learn how to pronounce her name properly. Mama B. You want to get back in
here? She is so precious. I tell you, she is one lawyer that I would need in the middle of the hour because she is fantastic. Now you see, Greg, why I have all of these God kids. Do you understand?
I know why.
Yes.
I know why.
These young women and these young men, they are taking it by force. So I'm so thankful. Then I have another one coming on behind her, Francis. I think Francis is on.
Francis
I'm
is on the line, too. Yeah, I want to give him Francis, just hang on for a second because I want to go through.
Stick around, Myra.
Yeah, don't
stick
leave. Yeah, we're, this
around.
Is just getting fun.
Absolutely. This is so much fun on a Monday. It's refreshing.
Go ahead, Mama.
And Ida, thank you. So stick around. We got some more to come on. Come on with it.
Okay.
Bring it
we got
on.
3 hours. We got 3 hours, so we're only, you know, half an hour in. So here's what I want to say for Myra, and then I want to bring Pianki on. Two ideas I have for you. One is that you'd be a fabulous advisor to Donald Trump on immigration issues, on legal American immigration issues, because I know he's getting bombarded with all the illegal alien issues. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, if Donald Trump or some other folks, some of the geldings who are contributing to losing Rhino campaigns, together some money for you to create an organization of loyal American immigration attorneys to counter all the illegal funded, NGO funded, all the other immigration attorneys that are trying to flood our country with a peasant class. That might be something too.
Correct.
So I've got two ideas for you. One, to be an advisor, and two, to get a lawyer's organization going, if there isn't one already. I'm not sure. Myra, do you know anything about any pro-American immigration lawyer organizations? Because if not, we need to start one.
Oh, the pro-American immigration lawyers will be terrified of creating something called pro-American immigration because I will spearhead that. And I will punch anybody trying to, they call me a racist and I take it. I say, fine, I'm a racist, I take it. Okay, now what are you going to do? There's nothing more to do. They just turn the other way because they have to look at themselves in the mirror. That we will do that, and absolutely, because there is none. We have American immigration lawyers for the immigrants. You are here, you belong, this is your right. No, it's not like that. And my clients, I tell them like it is. When they sit with me, I say, I will help you navigate the immigration laws to stabilize your immigration status. It's not jumping the fence to being an American citizen and vote. It doesn't go like that. And then we go with the process. People who are out, and I tell my client, because they start saying, well, I have my whatever relative who's on the way to come. I say, listen, you're not breathing, right? You don't even have oxygen, correct? How are you going to bring more people illegally here? And I tell them, for one person that you bring illegally, less chance for you to get that work permit that you're longing to have so much. So think about it. And plus, what are they going to be residing in your house when you don't even have status? So I let them know. And I also lecture them about paying taxes. Don't tell me that you cannot pay taxes because you are collecting money cash. I say get an IT number and try to prove that you want to be a part of that fabric of America, because the fabric of America is we pay for our services. We pay for our roads. We pay for opening that water faucet, and the water comes no yellow or brown, but it's at least clear. You can drink it. So somebody have to pay for it. So don't make me the attorney. Pay for it, and then you're going to take a free ride. I tell it exactly like it is. If they want my representation, they know that once I'm fighting for them, I'm going all in. But if they want me to talk pretty to them and say that Donald Trump is the worst one, I have a bumper sticker in my car, Trump 2024, and I drive everywhere. I go to ICE office. I go to the immigration offices, and all the immigrants, they see that I'm pro-Trump because I'm pro-America. If they want to be in America, they better be pro-America too.
Yeah. Let me just hold you up a little bit just because I have a lot of folks that I want to get to. But I need to talk to you, I think, on a separate hour, because the ITIN number is being abused by a ton of illegal aliens, and I want to use it to trace the illegal aliens and put full asset seizure on all their property to make it impossible for them to live here. But we're going to talk about that later. Fiaki, let's get you in here, and then I want to get to Francis and Adrian, and then back to Ida.
Fiaki? No, she sounds very – yeah, that's the way it should be spoken.
Yes.
She's telling it like it is.
Yeah.
You have to obey the law.
That's what she's saying. I just want to, I want to kind of share. I want to make sure I get everybody going here. Hold on, I want to kind of bounce around a bit. Tanya, did you have a comment for Ida or for Myra at this point, or Mama B?
Yeah, I've been talking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah. Well, it gets a little crowded here sometimes on Mondays. Monday's like the big party line.
Yeah, she's saying the right thing. I really appreciate her enthusiasm and her sticking to the point.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. All right, let's get to Francis. Francis Rosales, enter and sign in, please. Who are you? What's your background? What would you like to say? Welcome to Action Radio. Hello.
Hi, this is Francis. I met Mama B recently at the Faith and Coalition conference this past weekend, which was awesome and amazing, and I feel that it was a divine appointment to have met her, and she was so amazing, so good to talk to her. I am running for school board from the local level here in Rutherford County. If your listeners are listening, that's the Blackman. That's in Blackman area.
Which
in
state?
Smyrna.
Okay.
In Tennessee. That will be good for everyone to know the state of Tennessee. It's in Tennessee. And so it's about 20 miles south of Nashville. That's where Murfreesboro is at, in the area that I'll be running the local level. So if your listeners are listening, that's, again, the Blackman area in Smyrna in Tennessee, close in Murfreesboro. I decided to run for the local level and the school board because I am, first and foremost, I am a parent. I have three bonus kids through my husband who I've been really heavily involved in their schooling. And then about 3 years ago, we adopted a little girl who is now three and about to start public school system in 2 years. And my youngest boy is about to graduate in 2 years. So you think that we will have been done with the public schools in 2 years, but because I have our little girl starting in 2 years, I started seeing some things that started to really question the type of education and quality of education that I will want for my youngest. And having gone through the education system with the other three, I was starting to see some things already happening I was a little bit quiet about. I didn't say much at the time because I didn't want to rock the boat.
That's changed, I think.
Yeah, and also I didn't want my kids to get a failing grade or ostracized simply because their parent came to the school and say, hey, I need you to do better.
Mm-hmm.
But I started to see that if I didn't say something, then my kids were, especially my youngest, was going to be taught things that we don't teach at home. We don't teach at my house to be anti-American and to hate America. If anything, we tell them to embrace America for the opportunities that you're given. But here's the key. You can't sit on your butt on the couch thinking that you're going to attain this American dream that we're talking about. You have to go out and you got to fight for it. You got to work hard. You're going to have sweat. You're going to be sweating. You may shed some tears along the way, but I'm telling you, the fruits of your labor, you're going to enjoy them. You're going to reap them. And so having a child, like I said, who, first of all, my daughter that we adopted is biracial. We're Hispanic family, and so she's biracial, Hispanic and Caucasian. And so we wanted to teach her to be upheld herself proud and be and love herself regardless of what people said about her skin color. I mean, does it really matter what your skin color is? You can be successful. There's nothing that can stop you. You yourself can stop you from making be a success. So anyway, I started to pay attention to an advocacy group during the pandemic that started talking about the curriculum in our schools here in Rutherford County and across the state. And I just couldn't believe it. One particular book was talking about Mexican Americans, how they were dirty and how the white people did not like them because they were dirty and they liked to play with the pig pens and the pigs, and then they will depict Mexican Americans as, yes, this is an actual book in an actual yes sir, a fifth grader today can pick up this book. I cannot remember the title of this book.
Yeah,
I know
I
knew
that.
You were going to ask
me
that.
Yeah, let's find out about this.
Well,
I always love it when I hear what white people think, being one. Really?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, skin color never mattered to me. It didn't. It never has. It's just, you know, it's the quality of who you are, and it's just one of the characteristics. But I grew up, and I've talked to Mama B and Pianchi about this, but I grew up in Australia, you know, for 4 years, and we had no concept of skin color or race. We didn't even use the word race. It wasn't even in our vocabulary. And so coming from that environment, I learned, you know, very quickly that this stuff just doesn't matter. It was only when I came to the United States that I first heard the concept of race. Now, I'm an immigrant, too, started in Canada to Australia to here. So it's quite fascinating. And at the risk of being a little controversial, it's kind of funny when you talk about, you know, not getting a job because of your skin color. When affirmative action came in, I was 16 years old. And I went for my very first job out in Massachusetts, out at the airport, the Massport, the government authority. And the guy actually told me to my face, "I'm sorry, you're white. I can't hire you." So when people say that, you know, white folks don't know about discrimination, it's very interesting that it does work in many different ways, and it's wrong in every case. So feel free to be blunt, be controversial, be open on this show, because that's who we are. That's what we talk about. And so, you know, until we get rid of the concept of race in government, you know, we're going to have a problem. Because all it does is divide people, and people use it against other people. And it's almost like people feel like they have to assume a prejudice to fit in with whatever group they've been assigned to. And I reject the whole concept. I always have. It never made sense to me. I've never bought into the concept of race because people are people. But we live in a country that is so strongly, you know, oriented towards that. So let me ask you a direct question. Someone who's running for school board, do you think it would be maybe a goal of yours or a policy or something to look into to remove all racial classifications within your school district? What do you think?
That is a great question, because that is part of my platform, is to look into the books and to be transparent and to expose within our schools. Now, here's the thing. My platform is not advocating to remove the books, and I'm going to explain why. There are laws right now in the state level that are dealing with just that are actually calling to remove the books that are controversial. And so right now we're in recession, and so I'm following the laws and waiting to see. In the interim, as they're dealing with that, because it'll go way further than what I could ever do, I'm saying to expose it, let's review it, and let the parents be aware of what is in the libraries and what's being taught, because right now most parents do not know what's going on. And let the parents consent to what their child can take home with them to bring to the house in the libraries. And so we need to hold people accountable, because right now they're just letting them check whatever. And so I think we need to have a, to accomplish that, we need to have a review committee to review the books, because we will have to look into what's inside the pages. Unfortunately, when a book is being into the school system, they're not opening the book to see if there are pictures that are questionable, inappropriate. They're not opening the book to read what's inside the content to see if the information is appropriate or not. Mm-hmm. What they're going by is to see if this book is a New York Best Time Seller, and they say, okay, this is a checklist. It's a New York Best Time Seller. Let's put it in there.
Yeah.
Or
but what I'm saying
to
is
read
that,
the
you
back
know,
of the copy.
Yeah, let's get Bianchi in here, and then I want to see if you can actually get rid of the racial classifications on the school applications. That would be really interesting. Bianchi, go ahead.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You as a parent have a right to determine what your child is exposed to, not the state legislature. That is your child. You know, the state of Missouri has a law, a statute that says the textbook curriculum and instructional material can be whatever that district the parents want it to be. And it cannot be mandated on them something otherwise. So I wouldn't be waiting around for the state legislature to decide. In St. Louis, they worked, a school started, opened up under special conditions to use a different model. And the parents went into the library and went over every book. And when they was done, there was a pile of books that they threw away. So you already have that power. You're a parent. It's your child, my choice.
Francis?
That is beautifully well said. You are absolutely right. We are parents, and we should be able to give consent to what we expose to our children. And so I wholeheartedly agree. But we also do need to be advocates of laws as well, when they're the state level, that we have strong conservatives that are sitting there. And I am very blessed to live in a very, very red state, and we do have strong conservatives that are in this fight with us, with the parents, and advocating to remove these books. And so as these laws are coming down the pipeline, we're going in the trenches and advocating and saying, yes, let's get them passed. And let's start to hold officials accountable when books are coming in. Because like I was trying to explain, when these books are coming in, the people are just reading the description of the books, and it's all painted in butterfly and roses. So you wouldn't know if the book is talking about gender identity or dysphoria. You wouldn't know if these books are talking about how to have sexual intercourse with whoever. And so it's going to take more than just reading the backs of a book. We're having to literally open these books and start to read them and come through them. And so that's why we need a panel created in at every school district that includes parents, teachers,
anybody there?
Yes, we are.
I'm here.
Yes, we are.
Where did we go?
I'm not fed up with this organization.
All right. Wait a minute. Well, there we go. I was calling into my cell phone because I thought we'd all gotten off the air. Where did everybody go for like 30 seconds?
Well, you got off the air. It's not on. The station, Blog Talk went down again. So you're talking on the back end.
Oh.
There it is.
that's interesting. All right, because I tried to play one of my ads. That didn't work. Jackie, are we on the line still?
Here.
Are we still on the line?
Yeah, you're on the line.
Okay, because
yeah.
I can't bring.
You hear me?
I can't bring. Yeah, I can hear you, but I can't bring on any new callers. I can't bring on Adrian. I can't bring on some of the other folks I've got. I got. Let me see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. In fact, I had Calvin on. I couldn't bring him on. I can't seem to write in numbers for anything. All right. This is going to be an interesting day. So let's so Blog Talk, they're just doing things to us. They don't, there's no announcements, right? This stuff just kind of happens. At least I'm on the air. All right, I'll tell you what. And I can't play anything. So let me see if I can see. All right, there's Calvin. Let me
there
see
you go, back to the oops.
Oh, we go to the oops again? Hey, stay with me, everybody. It's going to be an interesting day. So let me do that. We're having such a great discussion, too. All right, so Calvin's line label. Let me see who else might be invited, see if I know them. Just hang on. We're just we're having way too much fun. Oh, that's a new person. Yeah. Calvin called in twice. I don't need to call in twice, Calvin, so I'll take one of them out. And he does that. He used to call my cell phone all the time instead of the show. That was really funny. I think I've got two of them calling in twice. So I'll take that one out. And here's a new person. I'm just see. Normally I play something for you guys, but I can't because it's still getting the
I'm
oops
here.
Message. I don't even know if this is going to be podcast at this point.
Okay, can you all hear me?
Yeah, is that Mama B? I hear you fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anybody who was on the line is still here.
Oh,
Satan,
it's the Jesus is the Messiah.
Calvin's called in like four times. Calvin, once is enough. And then I'd actually try to get something accomplished here. Let me see. Let me pull up and see if I can pull up my own live show.
There you go.
Oh, we're going to have words. I'm going to send emails back and forth. Like, what the hell? Yeah, I see the oops message. All right, so we're I'm not sure where to end it and start again. I mean, I hate to do this. We've got less than an hour in. No message from Blog Talk yet.
Nope, you still, it won't load.
Yeah. Well, the callers that are still on, we should have Ida and Myra. Are you folks still here?
Yes, we are. I am.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, because, and like I say, if there, it may be recording, too. Here's the weird part. This could be recording. And not being podcast. I mean, that's entirely possible. So let me see if I can get another window and see what's going on here. I'm going to get to my account and see if we can figure what's happening here. So just stick around. Like I say, I wish I could play something. I don't know whether to start the episode or again. It still says oops. Yeah, you're right. It does say it, which means I can't even log in to check things out. Do you guys want to...
She can continue with our conversation.
Well, let's do that then.
Please.
All right. To my guests that didn't get on yet, hang in there because they might still be listening. And once they fix their oops, I'll bring you all in the conversation as soon as we can. So we still have the four. We still have Pianki, Mama B, Ida Gates, Myra, Jolie. I keep wanting to say Angela, but
yes,
I don't want to do that.
You can go ahead and finish talking.
You've heard that a thousand times. Where'd Francis
running.
Go?
Yes, Francis
on. I think Francis dropped off. Francis had to leave, which is too bad because I have a bunch of questions for her. All right, let's get to – well, Mama V, where do you want to go? Because you haven't had a chance to talk to Ida or Myra as much as I have.
Well, Myra is – and the school board is very, very important. And see, what we do in the state of Florida when they need help.
All right, there you are, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just Francis is off, you say?
Francis
yeah, go ahead. You on the air.
She dropped off.
But you know, as Francis was describing about the school board and the books, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago, I present myself to a hearing that was taking place somewhere in a school in Booker T. Washington here in Miami, and they were bringing a hearing officer from, I think it was Fort Pierce or somewhere over there. There was none of the school board members present, and that was a coalition, the parents, that we form in order to determine what is in the books. When Francis is saying, it's not just, don't, you see what this saying, don't judge the book by its covers, where we have to. Now there is a book that is called comprehensive anatomy or health or whatever they call it. But at the end, when you open the book, it's almost a version of the Kama Sutra. And that's not even putting it like in a very tragic comparison. It is. There are chapters. And for that, we have parents going chapter for chapter, just going through, like swiping it, just looking, making sure it's kosher, let's say for our children. You wouldn't believe the amount of sexual descriptions that they have there in the books. At one point, they are in the book, they're saying, if this happened to you, go to a trusted adult. That kind of pushing the parent, kind of telling the child, essentially telling the child, don't go to your parent, go to a trusted adult. Who's a trusted adult? The guy, the teacher, the people over there. And we have the school board sending their personnel telling the hearing officer that of the parent just don't understand it. That's why and there was plenty of time for us to go and dispute if we are not in agreement with the books that are introduced to middle school and high school kids. And in our faces, they were telling us that parents don't understand.
Can I tell you something on how to do this, on this thing? You, as I said before, you, a group of parents, should go to your school library, and you should identify the books you don't want your children to see. Then you should call the local news. You should call the local news and have them to get a camera crew out, and you should have a book burned. You should burn the books in front of that camera crew. Then it would make national news.
Okay. You have a right.
You're getting an objection. Let me modify that a little bit
because
you have a book.
We did it in St. Louis. We did it in Kansas City. The books are gone. We cannot see. Just when people come up with these ideas, there's always some rebuttal to, well, if you do that, they're gonna pour water on you. No, the hell with that. As I said before, that you're a child. And you're responsible what that child is exposed to. That's the first line of defense. Get rid of the books. Throw them in the trash can. Burn them. But call the news so the news can come and show the rest of the community and the rest of the country that here's a group of concerned parents on an issue that's spread it across the nation.
Let me make a suggestion on that, because book burnings, you know, immediately you're going to get comparisons to Nazis and other folks. But if you had a book burning and buying program, so in other words, if you burned the communist, Marxist, you know, sexually devaluing, you know, stuff that they do to remove everybody's identity, and I really think that's what's behind the whole gender thing, is that you're stripping everybody of their identity. You know, if you tell girls to boys and boys to girls, then nobody knows who they are. And that then the Marxists can come in and give you an identity. I think that's what a lot of this is. But what if you had a book burning and buying program? So in other words, for every
let me just
finish this idea, so then you know what I'm talking about. But for every book that's burned, you bring in, say, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird, or what's the other one I was thinking of? The Diary of Anne Frank. You know, for every book
they already
not
have
there,
that they just don't use.
Well,
let me tell you how they work. And
I was
for the National Black United Front, the curriculum coordinator for the St. Louis chapter. Let me tell you how they work.
Okay.
When a high school is going to think about bringing in, getting a new social studies book, they offer publishers to bring in and set up examples in the library or set up examples in the lunchroom, then the teachers, the parents, and stakeholders have an opportunity to come in and review those books and indicate on a card either thumbs up or thumbs down. That's the way it should work. But when you have what these people are talking about right now, you have a right as a parent to say you don't want your child to be exposed to it. Now, if other parents want their children to be exposed to it, that's a different thing. But you don't want your child to be exposed to it. That's one of the reasons why we should be also pushing for school choice with vouchers, so that if something's going on in a school that parents don't rally to get rid of, you should be able to take your child out of that building and put them in another environment that's approval to you and your family for your child. And the voucher money, the money to follow the child.
We have a little static there for a minute.
They do have,
so,
they do have these opt-out. That's what one of the school board, that's what they were going for. So like, oh, they can opt out if they wanted to. So when I tried to speak, they didn't give me the time of day. I just shouted it as I was storming out of the auditorium, and I told them they are a bunch of hypocrites, because if that what they're pushing to our children is so good, why? There is a way out. Why are they putting opt out? That's what I'm trying to instill on them. Many parents, they see that the child brings a paper to our home. Mom, you have to sign there. Dad, you have to sign this. For what? Sometimes it's like, just sign it. We sign it and we send it in. Yeah, you can say, okay, you have to have a responsibility to review what it is. But you don't think that your child, the school, is going to be the cell for a terrorist organization. So you figure that what they are bringing to home is something that's going to be beneficial for the child of general cultural education, not something that they're trying to put the child in a room and teach him some sort of pornography. And they don't call it pornography. They tell
that's
it it's just
want.
Educational. But it's the over-sexualization of our children for whatever reason that they're doing it. It's not for the parents to be scandalized, it's for the child to become numb to that.
Well,
all
the
of
thing
these
is
hashtag say gay, it's not for us. It's not for the adults to see it and say, what is that? It's for the child and the car seat behind, see those bright colors and a billboard, the hashtag say gay. Okay, they are trying to tell me what? It has all these colors of the rainbow. Guys, when I go to the school board and I go to the microphone, I ask, which one of you was the one? Which one of you at the school board members? I ask specifically, and I tell them, they are not the bosses of our children. They work for us. And I tell them, if all the parents decide that their child is going to be either homeschool, private school, or charter school, I tell them they're going to go find a job, I said, at a strip club, dancing in a pole. I installed them in that way because that's what they want for our children. They want our children, after they finish destroying the little mind, they're going to end up in a tunnel, and they're going to end up dancing in a pole, because why else will they try to become the next teachers, doctors, attorneys, or even if they want to clean houses? But be proud of what they are doing, knowing that they are productive. And
yeah,
they are productive because this country provides for that.
Okay, I got more college now.
Too,
we're starting to get people back online.
You should take your children to the meeting. You should take your children to the meetings with you so they can hear meetings, any meetings that has to do with what's going on now that's trying to destroy the United States. Your child should be at that meeting because you are creating something that your children is going to have to live with in the future. And if they don't know anything about what's going on, then they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Francis is back. Let's go to Adrian. Adrian, can you hear us? Adrian Jones? Hello, Adrian? Going once, going twice. I know you're there. Calvin. Let's go to Calvin.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. We're starting to get functions back. I never know what's working, what's not working on the show. This is a very improvised kind of experience today. So what do you think so far, Calvin? What do you want to add to our discussion? Wait a minute. That's not Calvin.
This
is that Adrian?
Adrian.
This is Adrian. Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, I don't have the voice print yet, you know, but yeah. So why don't you go ahead. Calvin's live too, but let's start with you, Adrian, because it's been a while since you've been here.
I'm just trying to just grab on what you all are talking about. I just heard LGBTQ. Is this what they're teaching in? They're trying to teach this in the school.
Well, it's a lot more than that. But yeah, hang on for a little bit.
Give me a little rundown. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, just stand
because
by and listen. We'll get you all caught up.
Off.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I apologize for blog talk, but it's really screwed up today. So just hang with us for a bit, listen, and then we'll get you back
on
speed.
Who is that, Adrian?
Jackie, go ahead.
Who is that, Greg?
Yes.
Adrian Jones, pastor.
Adrian, the conversation is that parents have the right to determine what their children are exposed to. And what's going on now around the country is that you got school districts that's being pushed on by the teachers' unions and other agencies that don't want parents to say that this is my child, my choice. If I don't want my child to be exposed to a book, then I have the right to prevent that child from being exposed to that book. And I'm trying to get this point across because many parents don't know that. They don't know the power that they have over their school district, which the state statutes give them the power. But more importantly, the power comes from the fact that you are the parent of that child.
Adrian?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I actually saw something about the Biden administration was, they was threatened to suspend school, free lunch, if their parents didn't go along with the LGBTQ curriculum, you know, teaching transgenders to the children. And I thought that was evil. Have you all heard about that?
In Chicago, Biden administration,
Adrian,
around here. we try not to say Biden administration after all. They're still under investigation. And I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bianca.
That ain't half the thing, Adrian.
Yeah.
I've seen where, for instance, I knew of a case in Chicago when parents sent their child to school with a brown paper bag lunch. That child was suspended because they didn't want them to bring their lunch. They wanted them to participate in these programs where the child are not being fed what the parents think they should be fed. So it works both ways. You're absolutely right. That's totally ridiculous. And once again, it's an attack on children and to prevent parents from having control over their kids.
Yeah. Let's hold up a little bit here. I want to bring on a couple more folks, and I want to start getting into solutions, too.
Let me
is that Mama B? Go ahead,
Mama
B.
Okay,
Mama B?
Let me jump in for a minute,
yeah, please,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this came to Florida, and Governor DeSantis went toe-to-toe and eye-to-eye. Myra and all of us know that. He is not going to be accepting that kind of foolishness in the state of Florida. We're not going that route. He done already told them that you're going to hold up their lunches, free lunch program, because you want them to agree with your agenda. This is not going to happen to our children in Florida. The governor already put that into law.
Yeah.
So I just want to make that be clear.
No, that's important because I want to deal more with solutions and problems. We know what the problems are. Every show talks about the problems. They raise complaining to an art form. And I really want to focus much more on solutions, on things we can do about it. You know, we've got a bunch of citizen legislation here. That's primarily what the show's about. And so I want to kind of, you know, sort of steer us towards solutions. I want to bring on, let's see, Calvin, are you there? I made your line live. You want to jump in here? Calvin Wimdish, going once, going twice? He might be on hold. Oh, if you're not talking, you want to mute your phone just so that we don't get background noise, which we get occasionally. All right, let's bring on somebody new. There we go. You just heard the word unmute. So let's get first name, unless you're a public figure, in which case feel free last name, where you're calling from, and what you would like to talk to us about. New person. 407 area code. I don't mind giving the area code. Going once, going twice. Okay.
Hold on. They got to get time. I guess what it is with the callers that coming in, there's a possibility they're trying to get through, and then it's not responding back to them to get on.
Oh, okay.
So this is what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting into my text. They're on. But what it is,
it's not letting them on yet.
Yes, got to make sure that they're on.
Well, and I'm still getting the oops message, so they haven't fixed Walker. All right, so just stand by, everybody. Your line is live, but if you can't talk, then what I'll do is in fact, Josie's on the line, too. Let me see. She'll let me know exactly what's going on, too. So let's make her line live. And Josie, can you hear us at all? Can you join the conversation?
Hey, good morning. Well, I was trying to get through on the internet, and I had a hard time, so I decided to call, but... what I heard so far is excellent. The lady, Latina lady with the school board that she's running for, awesome. A lot of parents need to get involved. And the problem in our country is the parents don't have time to get involved. And that's why these criminals are running the life of our children. And we're allowing it. Like Bianchi said, we, the parents, have control. They work for us. And we have to tell them where we stand. And the problem is, since Obama got in office with the school system in place, it's communist. I'm from Nicaragua, and that's what we teach our kids. They barely want them to teach them how to read and write, like script. There's no more of that, Common Core. Common Core means communist, comunista. And we have allowed it in our country. And now this training agenda, it is abuse. This is child abuse, what they're doing with all these trannies and our drag queens in our school. Parents should be, thank God I don't have little kids, mine is 28. But parents need to come forward and stand for their right, and they're not doing it. And I'm so proud of this Latina woman. I forgot her name.
That's Myra.
I'm proud of you.
Myra, Jolie, you two have met. You guys Maida's actually met at one of the rallies.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my question for Josie.
Yeah, I bet Maida. She got the cutest body. Woo, girl.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, Myra, you're gorgeous. For those that don't know, Myra is stunningly beautiful. As well
yes,
as being
she is.
Incredibly
she looks
intelligent.
Like a model.
She does look like a model. So if you want to be our action radio model... If you want to be our action
actually,
radio model, we got to talk,
actually,
you know.
I modeled for a long time. And
yeah, I believe
I knew about Donald Trump because he was the honor of the Miss Universe. That's the first time I heard from him.
Oh,
and I wasn't even following him or being a groupie or anything. 2016 is really, really opened my eyes to continue, go more into politics, even though I have a minor in political science. You know, I should be in politics a long time ago, but I had the title, but now I have the experience from the grassroots.
Yeah.
And Maida, you know why I voted for Donald Trump? Because of Alveda King. Alveda King opened my eyes when she was here.
We were with her just yesterday. We were weekend at the Faith and Family Coalition Freedom Tour, and we were with Alveda King. A class act, sweet it was very enlightening to be with her.
What's the name of the lady running for the school board?
Francis, right? I think it is. No,
Francis, you're doing an awesome job. I'm proud of you that you're stepping up since you have an adopted little girl, little boy. I forgot what you said.
I think Francis has left us. I'm not sure. No, Francis is still here.
Yeah,
Francis
has left the building.
She's there.
Well, she's there, but she may not be able to talk yet because Blog Talk is still causing us grief. How did you get through?
I could hear Francis. She said, can you hear me?
Francis?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is Francis.
Oh, you are back. Okay. See, we never know who's coming back.
Can you hear me?
It's a weird day.
It's Calvin.
Hey, Calvin.
Calvin, I can hear you.
Hear me.
Calvin.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I can't run a long distance to Nicaragua or Russia. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
All right. This is Turtle Women's Daddy in Orlando, Florida, standing up for all of you. Good morning, Greg, Mama B, Myra, and everybody throughout the state. I'm just writing my legislation as I go, as Greg has taught me, because if I want to take the Congress as the congressional candidate here down in Orange County as Republican that's going to win this race, I will abolish, I mean, I'll repeat, abolish in the strongest terms possible any kind of rules that allow common core to ever exist again in this state, let alone in the nation. Number two, all new books, any kind of videos, any kind of photos, are all access to social media outlets that shows or expose pornography-like material must be blocked in the school, and any books coming into a school for the new school year must be screened, as I believe it was Adrian that said it, must be screened prior to that school year by parents in a public forum. And that way we can't let them slip in without us knowing exactly what's going on with them trying to make these books be on the shelves, but parents have to come back after the fact and then protest against them. And I love the fact what Greg said, along with the gentleman, I think it was Adrian, talked about burning books. Rather than go and then call the media and tell them you got an issue that's going to come up to the school board, make sure they're there. So if your next step is to identify those books and then you take those steps that needs to be done, that's what needs to be happening. And I'm ready to support something like that.
Okay. We got a little bit of a static on the line here, so if you're not talking, especially if you're driving, you want to mute your line, and that way we won't pick up the extra static. Yeah. So someone who's driving, there we go. That's good. Perfect. You got it. Okay.
There
so, Calvin,
go.
I got a question.
Went away, did you?
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to point out a couple. I want to point out. Good morning. I want to point out a couple things. For there's two people who are actually making history this election, Colonel Calvin Windisch and Navy Chief Jerome Bell. And both of these gentlemen are running on regular citizen-written legislation. That's us normal folks out here. You know, not paid lobbyists, not major corporations, not major donors, not people that want self-interest, but they're actually running on things that, you know, we regular folks have written. And so I want to focus on that just for a little bit, and then we'll get to see if we can get some other callers in here. Mama B, how many people did you invite today? Because everybody seems to be joining us. This is kind of fun. But, so... Calvin, which bills in particular are you focusing on, do you have any questions on them? Because, like, what you do is historic.
Well,
you know, you're breaking
the
ground here, which is great. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely want to pass a bill, write a legislation to prevent any school board in this state, let alone in the nation. Now, I will work my butt off to make sure the other congressmen would agree and get the Senate to pass, that no school board can select books or try to put materials on the shelf prior to a public hearing well in advance within their fiscal year or the timeline that they set to procure or agree to a contract to bring those books in until the parents have a duly amount of time to review. And I love what you said earlier, check yes or no, because we have a chance to walk through and look at every page, every chapter if need be. And then the parents and the coalitions that are in your community can gather forces together so that they don't say, well, you only got a couple hours to do it. No, they need to keep that on display, if need be, for a week to 10 days so that the community and force can say yay or nay. And if it is a yay over the goodness and graciousness that God has given us, then we need to be able to protest that before the vote by the school board is allowed to go forward to agree to go forward with a book that obviously has some ugliness in it, especially with the common core, which I love what the lady said. It's nothing more than communism, and stop it. We can stop that trend.
Here's the problem I think you're going to run into, though, is that it's going to take a lot of effort, and parents can basically give books to kids that they want them to read, you know, and they don't have to, they can block books they don't want to read and just tell the teacher, you know, this is garbage. My kid's not going to read this. you know, let's have an alternate assignment. I think at the individual
it's
a lot easier.
It's not only
the
book.
Group level.
The teachers are taking up on the showing movies in classroom.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Turning Red is a movie that I don't know if it's Marvel, Disney, or something like that. And then I have mothers who have, and we're talking about an 8-year-old girl in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother called me. I complain. My child is not in that school. My child is in high school, in a charter school. But I take on any fire, and I go fight for it. And then I call the school. Finally, I got somebody to look into it. They're trying to tell me that since I don't understand the movie, because they go again, or you don't understand, that's why you don't understand, meaning you are so almost stupid. You don't have the level of sophistication that it takes to see that Turning Red. The title sounds very harmless, but when you go to the movies, like a bunch of things in caricatures that are teaching your children about transgender and then boys with boys and girls with girls and all that, and it's ridiculous. We have to be, you know, putting down these fires everywhere. Finally, what the teacher did is I confront and I say, one of your mothers called the school, so now you're not going to be able to watch movies. And just look at that, putting the child against the parent because the mother called the school, and now that child, the whole class will not be able, is not going to be able to watch movies. How good is that for our children?
Well, I just think we need to get rid of the whole government education system. I think we're tinkering. You know, we do a little bit here, bit there. You know, I mean, we're better off, first of all, at the federal level. Colin, I don't know
absolutely
how much control you're going to have. Yeah,
I go to the school board and I told them all of you should be fired.
Abolish
the Board of Education, bring it back down to the state level, let great leaders like we have in Governor DeSantis help allow the local communities, the school boards in your counties make the kind of decision that's going to make a difference to never allow this to happen again. They're just following the Communist Manifesto. And we got to stop it before it kills our kids in terms of their mental preparedness and awareness. We're dumping garbage in their head. And from the kindergarten until the time they get to the sixth, they'll be so confused. And parents will be so abused by their kids because, well, my teacher said, you don't have to tell your parent if you choose to be this or you choose to be that. And they don't even know what this or that is because we have really done what the communists want us to do.
You know,
I go, because in Dominican Republic, we don't have that thing about, you know, it's like, if you're black, if you're light skin, we celebrate any color as they get lighter. We celebrate it. So now, what is exactly the end goal? I know it is to have a generation of misfits, but why is that good for somebody? Somebody's moving these pieces around, wanting to create that. Well, I heard the name Soros everywhere, but Soros must be 120 years old. He's still there. But why is that guy being named everywhere?
Soros is the real guy. His real name is Schwartz. He changed his name, and if you ask any person, decent Jewish person in that community, they'll tell you all you ever wanted not to know about how his evil efforts have creeped into our society, and men and others like him with the power, and it was said so nicely when they tried to take down President Trump. It's all about power, and they are following that 1963, and it was the congressional record, 1963, where it was called Communist Goal to Take Down America. Google it, read it, and look at all 45 steps. And I tell you, they're just following exactly those steps in whatever order. And the last, I think it's like 30 through 45, talks about take over the schools, disrupt the family, discredit the church. It talks about everything that you're talking about right now. It's just God's got to know history. People are slamming us because they're afraid that the truth will come out. Just like the Nazis try to burn books, try to erase a whole generation
of Jewish people, just like they try to burn the Bible. This is nothing more than a repeating of evil versus good, and we got to fight it. Am I right, Mama B?
Well,
You're absolutely right, Colonel. You're absolutely right, Colonel. And this is another thing, too. This is why we have Myra, you, and the rest, Francis, and all of you all, and the one from Tennessee, to make a difference. We are here to make a difference. God-fearing difference. And we got to be about our Father's business. And this is what's going on now. We have allowed so much to come in now and got comfortable. Now it's got to be great leaders like you all to take the torch and bring it forward. Keep moving. Keep moving. Stay on the principles, God-given principles, and do exactly what God tells you to do. This is why you are the ones that are chosen to make a difference. Like I told the ministers, as I represented me for ministers, I talked to them and I told them this in our minority, road to minorities, when I had majorities, when I had to talk to the ministers, like I told them, it's a difference when you saying that you for the people, but yet and still the pocketbook didn't fill. Now, wait a minute here. Hold it now. Your community is suffering. You got to make a difference because, see, sooner or later, your step's going to be short. We're going to be held accountable for what we do to one another. Black ministers, whatever creation they come from, if they're a man of God and saying they're a man of God, they got to stand for the principle of what the Bible is telling them. This is why we have all these problems coming in. Maya is an unique. Like the girl was saying how beautiful she is, she has a neat, unique method of bringing through the law in the way the laws are. And I love that about her.
Friends, you know another thing,
way.
Too.
I love it.
You know another thing, too, people. The federal government don't have any control over your school district unless you are subscribing to a program. Joe Biden can't tell you jack on how to teach your kids. You already have that power, use it. And if you and like I said before, there's nothing wrong with taking books out that's deplorable, put them out in the parking lot, call the news, tell them we got a scoop going on. And when they come, put them in a barrel and burn them up and tell them to see for our children.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the news media could be a day late and a dollar short, so you better have someone that you know when you call, they haul. Because if they delay, then it's just they'll get those books, they'll take a front loader and lift them up, and then the people will never see the truth. We got exposed to take pictures, take your cell phone into those school boards. I mean, there's a reason behind why they're covering up all of this, and that's what's appalling me about why I had to step up to the plate and get involved, because by the time I'm in the Congress next year, by the time we get this moved through and agreed to, and I pray we have enough decent-minded people, it's going to be another year or two. Right now we need the people, we the people, to act now.
Let me,
this
is
why we on this talk radio, and with Greg. Greg got a unique mind of these laws.
Yes, he does.
This is what I'm fascinating me with him, the law. We need to get on there and come to the conclusion. The laws that they are going by, they are really trying to strip America down to nothing. This is what this talk show is about. It's about changing the laws and sticking with it with common sense. This is why we need you all. We need leaders. We need them to stand boldly through the fire, walk right through it. Because God said he will order yourself, and this is what we need. We need these type of laws to be changed. We make these laws, throw it up there, and make sure that Congress legislature, and we need to, I told the ministers that night, we need to cut off Congress that funding. Cut them off.
don't make no more money, pay your bills, and don't be giving out our money. Cut them off.
Oh, so I want to jump in here because this is critical because one of our recent bills is one that it's a constitutional amendment. It takes away the power of Congress to borrow money. That would solve so many problems. So, Mama B, did you introduce that to this group? Or did you actually have the bill and the link to it? And how was it received? I'm curious. What did they say?
Well, I gave it to a lot of ministers, okay, because they had to drop airdrop. So it's a lot of things that they did not know that you can do as citizens of America.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be hearing from
them sometime
about. Next week. I will be hearing from some of the ministers will be on my show next week. So you all keep that down. Make sure that you come on and correspond with that. And I will be bringing them on my show next Monday, hopefully.
Did you say your show?
Yes, my show. My street. You the producer. You the one gave it to me.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no, it's fine. It just amuses me, that's all. But this is wonderful because – and then if these folks can take that one bill, back to their congregation – and say you can make this a reality by sharing this bill link, and let's get in the national news, and let's have people start talking about it. And Calvin and Jerome are running for Congress. Anybody else who's running, even at the state level, they can still pass advisories and resolutions. If you take away the power of Congress to borrow money, it's going to solve most of our problems. It's going to solve the national debt because it'll have to be paid off. It'll solve any future borrowing. It'll stop inflation. It'll stop the excess printing of money. It'll solve our trade balance and all kinds of things. It's going to increase the value of your currency, which increases the value of your savings and retirement. It's going to lower the prices of everything. This is a staggering bill. And I want to talk about that. In fact, I got a bill for Myra too. But I want to change the subject. I want to talk about something that has been bothering me for a little while, intensely and sort of for a long time. I'll tell you right now, Josie's going to hate me. She's going to hate me because I'm going to bring this up. But we have a problem. We have a problem in the conservative movement. I think this has become the new agent provocateur, the new purpose of government to divide us into two groups. And the first group, what Josie would call Plan A, it's sort of QAnon has dropped off the radar screen. They stopped doing stuff about a year and a half ago. And we used to report on QAnon, so I was quite interested in what they're trying to say. We had Karen on who was trying to interpret it, and it was quite fascinating. So we liked that. But all of a sudden, things changed, and it's become this whole plan of military tribunals, and Trump's going to arrest thousands of people, and the intelligence communities are going to come in, and it's going to be like a new dictatorship. And I think that
that's
what's
happening...
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish this because obviously I'm going to, I want you to hear to talk about this. But she's been talking about this for quite a while. There are a bunch of predictions, none of which came true. There are a bunch of dates. In fact, I've got all these articles on it. I don't want to get in the articles just yet because I probably do that on my own when I have an hour just to kind of talk about this. But here's the problem. The problem is just like Ray Epps, who told everybody to run into the Capitol January 6th, what I call the Capitol Hill Invitational Walk-In, this is dividing conservatives. In fact, Mama B's friend Desiree talks about exactly the same thing. We need someone to mute their line. We're getting some definite feedback here. But here's the problem. It's dividing conservatives. It's dividing conservatives into two groups. Those that are following, one plan, thinking that these military tribunals are going to take place. They're unconstitutional, by the way. They are impossible to happen legally. All right. And what it's doing is it's making a lot of conservatives look crazy to a lot of people. And we're trying to get our message across. The proper message is, to me, the rational, the legal, and the possible message is that battleground states will decertify their brand and electors if they ever get the guts to do that. And Trump will, should be president, 316 electoral votes to 222. That's what should happen. Now, that's being totally lost because the media is focusing on the other plan. The military tribunals will all get together. And Sidney Powell has refuted this. And I'm going to ask Mike Flynn when he comes on the show. He will someday. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I want to ask him directly, what is going on here? Because a lot of people are attributing this to him. And I don't see it. I don't see any quotes for him saying this. So I want to know. I'm going to go through the whole panel, Bianchi, Mama B, Adrian, Calvin, and Josie. Josie's down here a little bit. I want to get all of your opinions on this.
Hey, Greg, can I go first? Because I'm going to be driving in the express and I don't want to have a lot of noise.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so
I just quickly
that's my position.
To say,
go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, I just quickly wanted to say, trust the plan. What's coming, nothing can stop what's coming. I know a lot of people like Greg, and you're a super sharp man, but you're still on board. It's okay, but there's two different groups. We're not dividing people. We're just opening the eyes, and many people are learning more and more, and Q's still on, and Donald Trump is returning. We will arrest so many, 500,000 or more, including a lot of Republicans. There's a lot of work being done as we speak by Donald Trump right now, but a lot of people do not know. That's it.
Okay, no, that's fine. And those are your two positions. So let's go to Pianki, and then Mama B, and then Myra, and then Adrian, and Calvin, anybody else who might have joined us down this long list of phone. I got more people down here. Oh, those are repeat numbers. All right, Pianki, questions, more details, what do you think? Whatever you want to know.
Well, whatever it needs to be done. I'm on the road right now. I'm headed back. But like I say, you just got to do it.
What?
Whatever needs to be done.
Well, okay, but see, this is the problem. So now you take your middle-of-the-road person, they're listening, and they're saying, they're hearing that Trump's going to arrest thousands of people, there'll be military tribunals, JFK is coming back, you know, Hillary's a clone. They're hearing all this, what I consider, wrong information. It's false information. It's dividing people. I think it's coming right out of the Justice Department and the White House, quite frankly. I think this is a plan to divide conservatives, you know, everybody as much as the plan is to put everybody in a racial group and have us all hate each other. Okay, it's the same kind of thing. It's a way to keep power. It's a way to distract conservatives from what's really going on. It's a way to. It's like the January 6th committee that really is the insurrection cover up. The Democrats caused the insurrection, and the Republicans are covering it up. Okay, you've got two sides of the deep state when they really should be. We really should have a decent investigation, and we simply don't. Where's the House Freedom Caucus? Where's President Trump? Where's the folks that should be doing a daily press conference on the coup being treason? That's what we need. But we're not seeing that because everybody's watching the coup committee, you know, do their infomercial about how evil Trump is and how why he should not be allowed to run the next election. In the same way, I see exactly what's happening with what Josie's talking about, what Desiree talks about, what her husband talked to me about. And the reason I'm saying that is because she already said it on the show, you know, that this is a plan, that this is coming. And I think it's total nonsense. I think it's dangerous. I think it's dividing. I think it's distracting. And I think it's run right out of the Justice Department because somebody there, some really sharp, wacko Democrat Marxist said QAnon has basically stopped going. Let's give all those Q people something that they can latch onto, a totally made up, fabricated plan. That's what I think is happening. Let's get to Mama B. Mama B, where do you stand on this issue?
Well, I just know this. I know God is not asleep. Whatsoever man sows, he going to reap. And woman, too. I think this is the biggest distraction. They done tried all the distraction. This poor man that got nailed to the cross on.
Mm-hmm.
And all the distraction is not going to stop the plans of God. Evil is something you don't play in and out of. Evil becomes so many different spirits that you enhance, that you take on to. Evil hates truth, and it tries to destroy everything of truth. If you stuck to that TV looking at some foolishness like that, mm-hmm. instead of be praying and open that mess up into your home and your ears, into your heart and mind and soul, then something is evilly wrong with you. You need to know how to rebuke spirits like that. See, this is why I said this and I said it again on this station, that mm-hmm. a lot of times you can sell, a car salesman can sell you a car and tell you everything about that darn car because he's trying to make a sale. Selling lies, people run to. Telling the truth is something people can't adjust to. But you got to be truthful in what is going on in America. It's going to backfire in a boomerang effect. But we cannot stop. We got to continue what we are doing. You absolutely right. It's evil, and they thinking they winning. See, this is how it was with this whole election. It was mm-hmm. all rigged up.
And I sit there and I looked at Fox News the other day, and I realized this, my God, the minds of the people went rapid because they put pressure on the people. First you had the toilet paper shortage. Then after you had the toilet paper shortage, the Russia collusion, all this kind of crazy stuff, and America had wasted more money on Congress than anything. We work and they work, but they work for us. So why can we not put this bill in motion and have every one of their behinds fired? Because enough is enough. You see, television don't care because it got to make the money too. Who makes the money? All of the crooks that are in the circle. It's an inner circle of evil. Where does it stop? It stops with the people who are leaders, right leaders, and on a mission for God. Our service men have been hurt by America going on in Congress. Our citizens of the United States hurt by what's going on in Congress. That border, that was intense. But hear how God turned it around. They're not seeking Democratic. They're seeking a way to freebie get over here where they done promised them so much money, and they have done it. They done done it. They done already built buildings and apartments for them, okay, America, out of our taxpayer money. We got to make sure we stand boots on the ground, kick the devil out, because once he's in there. That's why it's so confusing. That's why we're on this radio. That's why we're discussing this. But we got to stand up for what's right. Now, just like he say, burn the book. To be burnt where they can see the frustration. That's the sacrifice. When you burn something, you are sacrificing something. I'm not talking about burning down the cities like the BML did, or whatever, BLM or whatever they are, how they went and tore up the city, and they never did charge them for that. None of them went to jail, but they hurt the people, burnt their business down, and laughed about it. Criminals that had been in jail still got out and went back and killed the person who put them in there. They don't tell that. See, this is why come I'm saying something got to be done. We are sick and tired of the shenanigans. Wake up, people. This is real life. And don't tell me Jesus soon to come. He wanted to get right. He wanted right before he get here on this earth. And he don't even know when he's coming either. Only somebody have that is the Father. So we need to stop this shenanigans and get off our butt. Get out there and fight for what justice and what's right. Yes, we had a, and what's so good about this, President Trump came out and talked to us. It's a private affair. Only those that were chosen supposed to have been in there. It was a private affair. The team that I brought with me, it was Desiree and Kim. Kim came with, Kim is from Kansas, I think. Kim came with Desiree, and they came with me because Kim is my sister. I mean, Desiree is my assistant in Tallahassee. So when stuff go on in Tallahassee, Desiree is allowed to do it and handle it. So what happened, all groups came in that was close to being back there. Secret Service was tight knot. Model will tell you she was back there. And so I don't know if Francis was back there or not. But what it was, he came out to tell us what the job that we was doing and was doing it so well. But he didn't come out at first. He stood back there. Alveda, Mark Robinson, and his wife came out. And all of those that worked around President Trump came out. So when he got, before he came out, we said, oh, my God, we need to get a breakout with a praise. I mean, you know, we need a praise going on here. And I say, Kim, lead it. Desiree say, Kim, you lead it. Kim has got an awesome voice, okay, and it's high pitch. And Kim led those praises. We sung about three or four songs. Did you not know President Trump stood behind the veil and texted his wife and then called her and had her to listen to us and praise and wish him before he came out? Now, what president will do that? He was willing to hear the voices of many coming together. See, this is how the media set it up so well that programmed the people in their mind that Trump was a racist. That's the biggest lie ever could have been told. They didn't tell the truth about the White House before they got in the White House. You see what I'm saying? But you got to be on the fast and praying and knowing who you're serving. President Trump is not our God. But President Trump was a chosen man by God. So people got to put their mouth off of him. It's enough, it's enough. And when he came out, you should have seen the smile on his face. I think I sent that to you, Greg. You should have seen the smile on his face. He admitted, he said, I had to stay back there. Best to hear the voices just singing. It was awesome. And I had to call my wife and let her hear. He was so excited. When you set the standards up for others in the right way, things begin to happen. Now, you better believe me, it was some rhinos that should not have been in there, but they was there. Pastor Locke, all of those great ministers of the gospel, also Apostle Desiree is an apostle. Also, the ministers was there. Some was chosen to be there. And I met this hillbilly preacher out of Tennessee. I will be going to see him soon in his congregation. But I can tell you one thing, the power of God got stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's what I'm saying to the leaders now on this broadcast. Please understand me now that God is not asleep. The devil is a liar, and Jesus definitely is the Messiah. We got the victory. But we got to put it by force. That's what I want to say this morning. Thank you for that.
Greg, this is Calvin. May I say something?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I praise Mama B for everything that she has said because she is a woman who walks by faith and not by sight. And she recognizes that we see all this evil there, and I could not help but to go back in and pull it up myself. Congressional Record, Appendix A34. I invite people listening to Google it and go to, and it was put into the record in 1963 by a Democrat, A.S. Herlong Jr. And the thing that I really wanted to say is we're just repeating old stuff that's been out there by the evil one for so many years. And number 17 of the 45 tenets to take down America, get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communism propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. That's exactly what's happening with everything that started on this conversation today. All they're doing is rekindling everything that was already in the manifesto, and they have their deep state people in positions, just like Greg mentioned, who sit in a little room and making sure they can go through and find all kinds of ways to let the media be in control over us, take control of our school boards. And another 19 says, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under what they call communist attack. Anything against their doctrine is what they want to do. Then 20 says, infiltrate the press. Get control of book reviews, assignments, editing, writing, and policy-making positions. Help me understand, this is nothing new. They've been doing this, and we got so many rhinos who claim to be for the people, and they're not. They got to go, and we got to wait until this election
happens. You're raising a good point, so let me just jump in here for a little bit.
Until we get rid of the people, In position.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, let me jump in here, Calvin, because you're running for office. You're running for Congress, all right? So I want to know, getting back to my original question, for basically our second half of the show here, do you find people coming up to you and saying, we want military tribunals, we want Trump arresting thousands, or as Josie said, 500,000 people? You know, I mean, do you find, to me, this is a distraction of the FBI, KGB, Marxist. You know, if you wanted to infiltrate the Republican Party, what better way to do it than to convince half the Republican conservatives who really have their hearts in the right place? Okay, understand that I deeply respect Josie. She's, you know, be my friend for life. But we have a difference on this because I think it's a distraction. I think it's dangerous. I think it's coming right out of the White House and the Department of Justice.
It is.
So what do you know about this? Tell me what you think, and then I want to get to Myra. Go ahead.
The press is locally suppressing everything to include last week on June 17th,
mm-hmm.
at 12 noon was the last day for all candidates to qualify, either pay your money or do like me, get out and wear out your shoes, talking to hundreds of tens of thousands for me people to let the people know you're in it or there for them. But yet when it came time at 12:01, you found that the local media here did not say one iota about the Republican candidates, and they only swayed to the Democratic side, to include Corinne Brown coming out of Duval County and jumping into this race, along with three others out of the district to jump into this race, because they see the Republicans, like me, are a threat to this doctrine that has been in place long before 1963. It's just a continuation of what Hitler tried to do. It's a continuation of what Marxism started out doing. It's what Cuba has resulted in and what we saw Venezuela having. We have to stop this because our dollar is probably worth about 45 cents.
We'll stop
right
what
now.
Exactly? Let me focus you in here. What are you saying that the this idea of dividing Republicans, you know, into the military tribunal camp and those the decertification camp, you know, do you see? Okay, so let's get really specific on that. I want to focus in on that.
I think they're
everyone
doing
else
that
aside.
The FBI, as well as the agencies and the media, they've got the control. They got the advantage with the networks that we know are all slanted. I call it Comedy News Network, that big one, with the CNN. Okay. And then you look at the rest of them, and you can see the parroting. They start the dialogue, and they'll repeat it 100 times a day. The people who are listening in will believe, oh, that must be true. But the stations where you can actually hear the truth aren't even given the opportunity, or when they are, always find a way to shut them down.
Let me focus you again. I want to really focus in on this. So conservatives, what do you see happening to conservatives by dividing us into this military tribunal, you know, arresting 100,000 people, whatever, camp? I see it as completely dangerous, and I think it's the perfect Marxist technique. You know, I used to talk to militia people. I used to be a militia in Montana years ago. All right, now here's what they used to say. You could always tell the FBI people because they're the ones who wanted to blow things up. Okay, I think you could tell the feds because they wanted to storm the Capitol building. I think you tell the Marxists because they want to divide the Republican Party into those whose hearts in the right place, who are patriots, divide them into something that's impossible, military tribunals, mass arrests, things like that. But that's what I want to focus on. I want you to give me a very specific answer on that particular thing. I'm not picking on you, but I really want to get this clear because this is going to determine your campaign and everything else. So tell me what you think and what you heard. Okay.
I think what divide us to the point that we cannot make a cohesive, united decision is the whole point of what they're about. And we need to start today with the people working together to identify both the people locally as well as those of us who are those in office nationally to call them out. And we can do that.
Who are you going to call out?
We can do it.
Let's get specific.
Call out every person supporting the January 6th BS that's been running all for the last couple of weeks.
Okay, that's a different issue. I'm talking about conservative to conservative. Who are you going to call out? Or do we call out the government? Do we start having an investigation of who's putting forward this fake QAnon thing? Because QAnon is basically gone and left like a year and a half, 2 years ago. What we've got now, I think, is a government takeover of the QAnon audience. That's what I think the problem is. We're sort of missing. We keep approaching it. We keep disappearing. This is conservative to conservative. That's why I think it's so critical to get this settled. Then I want to talk to Adrian and then Myra and then I got a new caller. Actually, I haven't heard from I got to check that out, too.
Well, and then Pianki. Once the last one, the new call is coming. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's – well, Pianki said he wanted to
the
say
the nation is
him.
Already divided. The nation's already divided. It's been going on for quite some time. And
the conservatives
are
divided.
What he said.
Conservatives are divided at a time when we can't be divided.
Well,
that's
they part of the nation. Within any particular identification, there's a division there also. You know, you're talking about two books, Mockingbird. If black parents don't want that book to be exposed to their children, or even if they don't want the autobiography of Malcolm X, that's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it if you
that.
Don't want it for your kids.
But what I'm saying is conservatives are being artificially divided by what I believe is an opportunistic Marxist deep state. And I think it's dangerous for us as Americans to believe in things that can't happen. Military tribunals, arrests of half a million people, you know, things that that the United States is a corporation. There's so much nonsense out there right now. It's distracting from the real things like decertification.
Well,
audits,
you know why the nonsense
the
is out there?
Go ahead.
You know why the nonsense out there? Because the adults today was the kids that parents turned over to a crazy school system to educate them.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
If your children don't know how things are supposed to work, if they don't know mm-hmm. about the founding of the country, they don't know about the do's and don'ts and cans and wants of a government, then you have what you have. They are inspired by emotion. They're inspired about some chants and some rallying words to what we saw with the burning and the rioting in cities. That's because the other side has taken control of the education of your children, and now they are prone and vulnerable to just about anything.
Yep, yep. See, it's the giving up of logic and reason. And I've got another article here that talks about this, where assumptions are stronger than truth. Let me get to Myra. I'm very curious what you think of this split in conservatives that I think is manufactured by the deep state. Myra?
Absolutely it is, because right now President Donald Trump has the pulse of the people, and the Republican Party has a wing in which they cannot run the risk of having Trump uncover them. But what do we do? Because it's just a handful of those rhinos. What do we do? We're going to invest the time that Donald Trump can come back and save America, literally save America. And those 4 years, he's going to have to be fighting the others and the people inside his circle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Republicans, the Republicans who are never Trumpers. But we are not going to invest our time that we could be fulfilling the shelves with baby formula, for example, taking the oxygen, trying to get this Cheney girl out of the out of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a bad review in Google. After I appear behind Donald Trump in that presidential forum here in Miami, and mm-hmm. I was behind Donald Trump, and I was baptized as the Northern Lady, the majority of people who support Trump were giving me kudos for doing that. But there was a handful of people saying that I was a sellout, that somebody paid me to be there, that I'm just a slave who doesn't know that this guy is a bunch of things. But how do you suffocate a bad review from Google?
Well, I don't know how
just
to do that.
Have more
but
good
reviews
on top of it.
I want to bring you back to the question because you're really, you know, you're close to this with having, you know, been close enough to Trump on this, because Trump is going to get hit with the media saying that all his supporters believe in military tribunals and a military dictatorship. This is coming. They're already writing these stories. So I think the best thing, as to answer your question before, the best thing we can do is what Mama B did. She took one of our bills, you know, a bill to eliminate the power of Congress to borrow money, which would solve, I can't tell you how many economic problems in this country. All right. And she's presented it to pastors. Those pastors can present it to congregations. Those congregations can go to all their friends and family nationwide, and they can call talk shows, and they can call media, and they can send it back to Congress. That's what you do. We have the ideas that can propel Trump and the entire conservative movement into a prominent position in this country because we got better ideas than anybody. I'll be arrogant about that. You folks that are writing bills, and that includes Bianchi and Josie and the other folks that are contributing bills, and I'll teach the rest of you how to do it. Okay? We have better ideas, stronger ideas than I think any other organization in the country today. That's the answer to your question. But my fear is that people with their heart in the right place that are patriots are being co-opted by an ideologically driven Marxist deep state to believe something that simply isn't true. And it's going to take all their efforts and all their good work away from what we really need, which are audits and decertification, and put it into military tribunals and, you know, United States as a corporation and all these folks like David Straight and these other morons. That's my problem. Let me get to you real quickly for an answer, then I got to move on. Go ahead.
But the moms and pop, because when we're talking that, rightfully so, you say, okay, but we have to do, but if I'm sitting in my house, I say, but what can I do? I don't have, some people don't have access to the places that we have. So this is what we do. When we get out of our homes, we check to see when the school board is going to have the next public meeting. We check to see when our commissioners, our mayors, and our cities are going to be at the dais. And we make the point of going, signing out, going to that microphone and speak your mind. You have 2 minutes. They give you 2 minutes to do it, and they will cut your mic if you are really hitting the high note. How you do that? You just go there, just take only one issue. If you believe that what you're saying is right, you go to the microphone and do it. That doesn't take, you don't have to go to Tallahassee. You
but
don't
you're
have to go to a
people
big rally.
That hate you.
You don't have to spend money on that.
You're talking to people that hate you. I mean, I would never talk to a school board. I would file a bill to abolish the school board. Okay, and go to a full voucher choice system.
Them.
Okay,
we
so that's
need
so
a
here's your board. Here's your short answer though. Here's your short. Let me see. So you folks are still not thinking citizen legislation. See, Mama B's, you know, she's totally absorbed this and knows exactly, you know, how this can work. But I want you to start thinking of citizen legislation. I want you to think of telling people, look up the bills you want, copy the bill link, send it to Congress. That's it. So when you say, what can you do? Here's what you can do. Takes 5 minutes. You find the bill that we're talking about here on the show. You go to writeyourlaws.com. You find that bill link, and I'll tell people exactly where it is when we're talking about specific bills, okay? So the bill that Mama B was talking about, the constitutional amendment to end Congress borrowing money, you go to writeyourlaws.com, you click legislation, you click all proposed laws, and I think it's number 2. I mean, it's right there, okay? It's right there. It's easy to do. That's what people do. Let me hold you up for just a bit. I want to get to another person. I've got to, Adrian's been patiently waiting here. Adrian, do you see the split in the conservative folks the way I see it and how dangerous it is? Adrian, you've been really patient. I appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm here. Absolutely. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Okay. You go ahead.
I first of all, I want to just say I love you, Mama B, and I appreciate everything that you do. Amen. You're a mighty woman of God, and thank you, Brother Greg. I just want to say I had a pastor call in named William Green from the Mordecai Mission, which I'm a part of, and if you recognize him, you know, I don't know if you recognize the number, but he just called in. But I want
Pastor
to say
Don Green Jr.,
first.
I know him.
I want to say
I don't know if it's the same one.
Pastor William Green. He just called in. I had him call in because this was a good topic what you were speaking on. But first of all, I just wanted to say this from out of John 14:27. It says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, as far as, like, I agree with you. The information coming from the Justice Department to make conservatives look crazy, I really agree that, you know, something is going on, even with the QAnon, you know, and spreading that propaganda. Now, to have military tribunals, that would be awesome to round up these wicked folks that have did the American people wrong and robbed Mr. Trump. But that we don't have no truth behind that, only propaganda. And to spread that is to make us look real crazy. And the thing is, it's almost like a setup, just like January the 6th. They want to make us, they keep at it. Like, they put January 6th, they put people out there to make conservatives look bad, and they spread it, just like they spread their false information during January the 6th. They continue to do it because they're threatened by Trump, a 2024 Trump being back in that White House. So this is what they're doing, and you know, I totally agree. They're making us look crazy, but I'm a believer. I'm a of the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that the Lord is in control, and you know, we have to stand up as the body of Christ and speak up and not back down to this evil. We must speak up and you know, and just stand on God's word. You know, I was at Faith and Freedom, and also Pastor William Green. We was there. We saw President Trump. And we also met Mike Lindell yesterday when he was in Tennessee. But
well, let's get him on the show. you know, maybe.
You folks
name drop. The first thing I'm going to do is say, let's get him on the show. All right. I need you to sum up. I want to get to another caller, and I have to read you something that I think is going to blow all you away. So let me get you to sum up, Adrian, and then I want to move on to a caller who hasn't had a chance to speak yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say that we must, okay, like, just to say what Mama B was saying about prayer and fasting, we must continue to pray, but we must continue to stand against this evil, because Jesus said to occupy until he come. And why will he come now if we are not right? We must get right for him to come. We must take our rightful place as born-again Christians against this evil in this country.
Well, I'm going to ask Mama B about false prophets because she knows more about scripture than I do. All right, let me get to another call here. If you hear the word unmute right about now, unmute, that's you. 865 area code. Welcome to Action Radio. Who have we got here?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thanks for being so patient. Who is this?
Oh, no, this show is amazing. Hi, my name is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
And everything's great. And I do want to touch on something about what you were saying about the QAnon stuff and, mm-hmm, you know, if so-and-so is a clone and, you know, let's kind of go there for a moment.
Okay.
Let's say, and it is believable that he could be Biden. Something's definitely wrong with that man. But you know what? I don't feel, even if he was a clone, I don't feel confident a clone is running my country. You know, so
no, Obama
yeah,
and Hillary
I,
are running the country I, behind the scenes. That's my belief. But anyway,
oh, absolutely.
There
definitely
we go.
So
you're in the ballpark. Yeah. Where are you
absolutely
calling from, Jacqueline? Where are you? In? Are you a public figure or just a regular citizen like me? I guess I'm public.
I'm
now
just a legend in my own mind.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a good start. Where are you calling from?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Very cool.
Now I'm
all right,
pretty.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm a warrior on Facebook kind of thing. And while my daughter was younger, I should have been in politics. But because I am a single mother, my daughter was in school, I really didn't want her targeted. But now she's out of college. And you know what? And that's something else I want to touch on about
okay
the book. She went to this liberal college, and I didn't realize how bad and indoctrinated
nobody does
they
until
are
they graduate.
Oh, my goodness. No, no,
of
no.
Legislation,
the very first
I could
year,
actually
she was going to be an upcoming
as proposal,
freshman.
As spoken
they,
on this.
The whole school.
Oh, hold on.
Right
one at a time, guys.
.com broadcast.
Well, I appreciate the plug, but one at a time. Let's get Jacqueline. Then I think that's Calvin in the background there. Jacqueline,
I'll just
keep
wrap
going
it up real quickly.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
She went to the College of Wooster. It's in Wooster, Ohio. And
mm-hmm,
it's a beautiful, beautiful college. And in fact, I thought, you know what? I never finished my degree. Maybe I'll attend with you. No.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so anyway, what was very concerning, the whole summer read, the whole class, the whole school, I think there was like maybe 2,500 in that small school, they had to read. And this is a brainiac school. So it wasn't for a school credit or anything. It was like presented as a contest. And the thought, I said, well, what would happen if you didn't read it, if you didn't participate? The look, you know, the fluoride stare of, I mean, the thought of not doing an assignment never occurred
right
to them. But they had to read the book, The Writings on the Wall, by he was the basketball player. He converted to Islam, Kareem Al-Jabbar.
Kareem Al-Jabbar. Okay, yeah. Yeah, what his name was before that, yeah.
And not intentionally. Well, it was about converting to Islam. Now, this isn't an Islamic school. And I could not believe. Now, he did not attend that school. I just never, even back then, I couldn't understand why are they made to read this book. And, of course, the winner, whoever wrote the best paper, got to have dinner with him and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's when I should have yanked her out of there. But if anyone that knows about putting a child through college, it takes a while to get the acceptance, all of that. So, anyway, and for 4 years, I had bought my tongue because my daughter would have been a sitting duck. Well, now that she's graduated from college, now I feel like I am. I have no excuse not to become active.
Well, and this show can help you get as active as you want. I mean, we have people who are actually writing, like Pianki has written citizen legislation to divide the federal and the state ballots in an election so they don't get confused. They don't people who are illegal at the federal level who might be allowed in at the state level because of liberal states taking driver's licenses when they're illegal aliens. You know, I mean, there's some amazing things that are happening here. So let me just hold you up for a bit. I think Calvin had a quick comment, and then I really want to get to this article because I think you're going to find it fascinating. Calvin, did you have a quick thing you wanted to toss in?
Yeah, I love your site, and I was looking through some of your proposed bills, and you're right. There's quite a few of them. I'm going to read through them. I'm going to come back on next week's show, and I'm going to talk about some of these that are right down the alley. But the march towards victory over those who have got control over the Marxists and everyone who wants to divide the Republican Party, we've got to find an avenue through legislation, but also through all the people throughout our state and throughout every county, throughout every city. You need to be boisterous. You need to get on the phone and call your current legislator if they're one of those people who are those who are hiding in the corner and cowarding away from doing what has to be done to stop this craziness of deplorable actions of the leadership that is making these executive orders and putting into law stupid acts. We all have to work now. But I love what you've done already, Greg, and there's more that I'm writing right now, and I'm going to put some of this up on my website.
Oh, great. Well, I love it. Yeah, and always include bills. You know, whenever you're talking to people, and this goes for everybody if you can. I mean, this is obviously my preference, that, you know, never just complain. Never just, you know, always offer
support. Right.
When you're calling a legislator, say, hey, we got a problem with this. Here's a solution. You know, here's the problem with our elections. Take Pianki's bill. Here's a solution. You know, Mama B talking to pastors. The economy sucks right now. You guys are printing too much money. You're causing all the inflation. Here's the solution. So every conversation with anybody, whether in media, talk shows, Congress, and anybody you're talking to, Donald Trump himself, should include the words, here's the solution. All right. Let me read you something. I think
that's one thing we got to do.
Yeah, but it's mindset. It's just practice. It's just practice.
I have a quick question. How can we propose a bill for term limits for Congress?
Funny you should say that. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to write. For everybody listening, so take this down. WriteYourLaws.com. I'll say it slowly. WRITE.
Wait, I don't have a pen.
Well, we'll type it down. Tape it in on something.
I'll get it from Mama B.
Get it from Mama B.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give it the end of the show, too.
But
don't forget, everything here, I hope podcast.
WriteYourLaws.com.
We assume it's podcast, but nobody knows for sure today because today's a weird day. WriteYourLaws.com. All right. I found it's a website, and I've been looking – I've a lot of research for this, and I found the best one is something written in Consortium News. This is a liberal website. It says Independent Investigative Journalism and Political Review since 1995. So the person that wrote this article, Caitlin Johnson, I believe is liberal. She says the title is QAnon is a fake decoy imitation of a healthy revolutionary impulse. And I want you to think about this very clearly. Decoy imitation of a healthy revolutionary impulse. I'm going to skip down a little bit. And she says, where did I want to start this? Hang on. Let me just find it here. She says, I write against QAnon periodically for the exact same reason I write against the plutocratic media. So she's fair. She's, you know, equally opposing everybody. Kind of like what we do here. She says it's an obvious propaganda construct designed to manufacture support for the status quo among people who otherwise would not support it. It presents itself, it's talking about Q, it presents itself as an existing movement where the little guy is finally rising up and throwing off the chains of the tyrannical forces which have been exploiting and oppressing us. Yet in reality, all it's doing is telling a discontented sector of the population to relax and, quote, trust the plan and put all their faith in the leader of the U.S. government. What do you think?
Amen. I'm really impressed that a liberal wrote that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a, but you see, now they're good liberals. They're folks on all sides of the political spectrum. I never discount liberals until they prove themselves to be Marxist or, you know, just narrow-minded, you know, everything you say is fake or just your opinion, all that kind of crap. But there are folks that are good members of the ACLU that still believe in freedom, still believe in the Constitution. You know, they're liberals that love this country as much as we do. The difference is they have a different way to fix it, okay? I understand that. We can disagree on policy, all right? But when it comes to analysis, you know, sometimes the best analysis of conservatives is liberals, and the best analysis for liberals are conservatives, because we can see things they can't because they're blinded by their own ideology. Listen to the next part of this. She says, exploiting important truths. Yeah, thank you. She says, and that's exactly what makes QAnon so uniquely toxic. It is not just that it gets people believing false things, which confuse and alienate them. It's that it's a fake decoy imitation of what a healthy revolutionary impulse would look like. It sells people on important truths that they already intuitively know on some level, like the untrustworthiness of the mass media, that the official elected U.S. government aren't really the ones calling the shots, and that we need a great awakening. It takes those vital, truthful, healthy, revolutionary impulses, then twists them around into support for the U.S. president and the agendas of the Republican Party. Okay, that's where I disagree with her. I would change that and say it twists people around to support a dangerous ideology that makes us all look like idiots and divides our party, divides conservatives, divides independents, divides patriots into groups that believe in a plan that never existed. That's where I would change. Analysis. Who's in?
I'm in.
Go ahead, well, I'm here. What do you think?
Count me in on that one.
I want some debate here, because this is critical, because no one else is talking about this. We've got a division in our party.
Well,
I think it's very dangerous. Go ahead,
What I find also very dangerous is the Nesra Gesra. People are literally waiting. Thank you. I barely know what I do know about it. It's part of the Q stuff. But the Nesra, that's national, and Gesra, I guess, would be worldwide. But they're waiting for, you know, these white hats, the military to go in and take all of the money from Rome, from the Vatican.
I've heard that one.
Google Nesra and Gesra. Apparently they've already taken all the gold from Vatican, and then everybody's going to get $1 million, and they're going to erase our debt, like if you have a mortgage.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, we're just going to forgive all the debt. Oh, yeah, that's
because they're going to steal the money. They're going to go confiscate the stolen gold at Vatican. You know what? That's no worse than Marxism. That's the same thing. If we plan on doing that too, which I think it's insane that Vatican has that kind of money anyway, and I get that.
Yeah, I've been to the Vatican.
That Nesra Gesra for Republicans treads on the same ideology as Marxism. Same thing. In my opinion.
Well, see, this is Marxian dialectic. This is, I'm with you. I'm for you. We need military tribunals, which are unconstitutional. We have people that are dead that are coming back. I'm with you. I'm one of you. I'm a revolutionary. I want to throw off the yoke of tyranny, and I want to replace it with tyranny. You see what I'm saying? I want to replace the Democrat Marxist dictatorship with yet another dictatorship. That's the good dictatorship.
Absolutely.
This is why this is so dangerous.
Now, we all know that these people should be punished. There's no doubt about it.
Of course.
I mean, what the Clintons have gotten away with, the Bushes, exactly.
Right. All right.
Well,
let's get some other folks.
I have an idea in my head, but I'm not saying it.
You can say it here. You can be controversial as long as you don't threaten people violently, and as long as you don't do really disgusting. I mean, I don't care how controversial you are. You've got a few basic rules. Go ahead.
Exactly. But you know what? No, God will handle them. You know.
Yeah. Well, I think God handling it involves us getting involved. You know, I'm a firm believer
Amen.
In, you know,
Amen.
God helps
Absolutely.
Those that take action.
Help themselves.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg, I have to depart to go to a meeting, but I want to say this has been a great discussion. I wish that you didn't have those radio hiccups in the beginning, but there was a lot of people that I knew was going to call in, and hopefully they'll call in next week. But if people would, please check out my website at votecal2022.org. And I'm going to be the stand-up guy. I'm going to put some legislation ideas and proposals into the process before I even get to Congress. And if whatever reasons, if God's will, I don't, I hope that those proposals do become law to change the direction that our nation is in. We've got to recover. We've got to win our country back, get it back on its moral compass to God. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Well, thanks very
and
much.
Good luck.
And if you need a separate hour, Calvin, to go over legislation with me, I'll book it. It's easy to do.
All righty. We'll make it happen. God bless you, Mama B.
There we go. I know she's there, but she's probably muted.
God bless you, too. God bless you, too.
She's cute.
All right. Let's go around the panel, see if anybody else wants to join us real quickly. I got more of this article. I think you're going to find it just as fascinating as the beginning part. Mama B, Pianchi, who else is on the line here? Anybody else want to join in for a comment? Jacqueline, I'm really glad you called. This has been fascinating.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mama B, for inviting me.
Thank you, too, darling, for being on.
Okay, let me see if I can skip down a little bit here.
So this is a weekly show.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, it's a daily show.
I just have a question.
We're 5 days away.
Oh, it's daily. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Yeah, there you go. blogtalkradio.com/citizenaction. We'll send you all the stuff.
Thank you.
All right.
I can't find a pen.
That's okay. We'll get to that. Let me read you another little section here. And this is back to the same article.
Please.
Caitlin Johnson, who says, a healthy impulse to fight the power is twisted into support for the most unconscionable aspects of the ruling power establishment. This is why I think this is so dangerous, right? You see healthy impulses twisted and corrupted like this all the time, all across the political spectrum. The healthy impulse to fight racism and bigotry is twisted into support for the warmongering, oppressive, and exploitive Democratic Party, which is nothing but destructive toward the populations it pretends to protect. The healthy impulse to defend the helpless and fight tyranny is railroaded into support for acts of regime change, humanitarian interventionalism. The fact that people need to be deceived by their healthy impulses in this way is a good sign. It means we're generally good people with a generally healthy sense of which way to push. If we were intrinsically wicked and unwise, their propaganda wouldn't hook us by telling us to fight tyranny, defend children, and tell the truth. It would hook us using our cowardice, our hatred, our greed, our sadism. People are basically good, and the propagandists use that goodness to trick us. Comments? Anybody?
I think it's so true as how she felt from the heart.
Yeah.
And that's not no joke. I mean, you know, now people are beginning to see how the system have manipulated them, replaced them with machines and everything else like that. So when you speak your mind like that, that's called for good volume.
And that's a good word, manipulation. You know, I think the hearts of men are good.
But it's manipulating your good intentions.
Can be manipulated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's twisting your basic good nature and turning into something evil while you don't even know it.
Yep.
This is why I think this is so important to talk about this today. Let me give you more.
But they call it passion.
Said, well, passion's a good thing. However, you still have to have logic and reason. Let me do a little bit more here. I think you'll find this equally interesting. She says, but goodwill and good intentions aren't enough. Unfortunately, even intelligence by itself isn't enough to save us from being propagandized. Some fairly intelligent people have fallen for propaganda operations like QAnon and Russiagate. So there's two sides of the political spectrum right there, right? And she says, if you want to have a clear perspective on what's really going on in the world, you've got to have an unwavering devotion to knowing what's true that goes right down into your guts. Most people don't have this. Most people do not have truth as a foremost priority. And I'm here to say that we do on this show. We talk logic and reason and truth every single
Absolutely.
Day. Yep. Let me continue. And I appreciate your comments. I'm not saying that. She says they probably think they do, but they don't. When it comes right down to it, most people are more invested in finding ways to defend their pre-existing biases than in learning what's objectively true. This whole show is based on assumptions being stronger than truth. Okay, she's absolutely right. I'm going to say it again, that most people are invested in finding ways to defend their pre-existing biases than in learning what's objectively true. If they got a special hatred for Democrats, the confirmation biases that will give them, leave them susceptible to the QAnon psyop. If they've got a special hatred for Trump, they're susceptible to believing he's controlled by some kind of Russian government conspiracy. There are any number of other directions such biases can carry someone. Here's the last little bit. Only humble devotion to truth that is willing to sacrifice any worldview or ideology to the uncompromising fire of objective reality allows anyone to skillfully navigate through a world that is saturated with disinformation and propaganda. Sincerely put truth first in all things while doing your best to find out what's actually going on in the world, and eventually you're guaranteed to free yourself from any perceptual distortion. How's that?
The truth will set you free.
Yeah. But you got to be looking for it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well,
yeah, Mama B?
I know that there's something in the atmosphere that's going to come out. It's not going to shock America anymore. We got so many shocking things going on. But it's going to come out. It's going to have to come out, whether anybody like it or not. But I can tell you one thing, with all the hate that Congress had put out and caused the American people to slip, fall, and all kind of stuff, and a lot of innocent lives been lost, and a lot of innocent lives been lost and lost every day of foolishness, stupidness, and them that want to combat with the police officer. We had another officer to get shot on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So when we see all of these things and our country is troubled badly, take heed to it and pray, because it's due to come out. This is overdue thing. That's the residue, what was left behind, that people have been bearing so long. Because once we see these things, not only with the natural, but as well as the spiritual, once we see the point is where God wants us to be, we can understand what's going on in America today. There's not going to be no stopping. The world keeps turning around and around. It don't stop every time something happens and let you off and get you back on. Okay? Life and death is in the tongue. The mindset has to be right with what's going on in America. And that's where it really starts at. The heart is the mind, because it governs the whole body. Now, that person who wrote that, it was heartfelt of what's going on in America today. Would she be the only one that would write something like that? No, because the Bible is fulfilling from Genesis to Revelation. And everything the Bible tells us is true. It doesn't get by. So what I would leave with everyone today is that don't lose hope on what is going on, but keep your faith in what's been to take place, because enough is enough. Believe me, once you got the right side, you got the wrong side, but you cannot compromise with evil. God don't do that. So I just feel like this, that when God talks to us, let it be him.
and not evil thinking. And I just really hate, you know, I hate because God hates. And whatever is not clean in his nostrils, it will be spewed out. And I thank you, everybody that came on, came on. And I thank God for that. Thank God for you, Greg.
Oh, well, thank God for you too, B. You know, we're a team here. Let me just jump in because Patty works on the line.
I love Myra. I love that woman. That is my godchildren. I mean, I got tons of them.
Yeah, apparently they all called today.
Yeah. Well, some of them, you didn't get the other
one. Well, I got one person.
Hey, can I be a godchild to you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you can, baby.
I'm joking.
Yes, well,
get
on up
yes, ma'am. You're cute.
I think I just adopted you too, Mama B.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
This is a big family. This is getting fun. Yeah. All right, let's get to Patty. I don't even know how long Patty's been on the line. We're having so many technical problems today. People are I'm actually, you know, scrolling down. I've never had to do this before. We've got about, I think, a lot of duplicate numbers. There's like 15 numbers staring me in the face. Patty, let's get you going here. I don't know where you came in on the show, but
just a little while ago, I can't comment on too much. I just want to invite everybody to the Gulf Coast Patriots meeting tonight. We've got Karen Jaroche from the Heritage Foundation driving up from Tampa. She's going to talk about the ESG scores that the World Economic Forum has thrust upon the world.
What's ESG stand for?
And environmental, social, and governmental.
Oh,
and Sharon Regan, who's yes, isn't it lovely?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Sharon Regan shared with me a letter from the Florida Bar from last June or July, how everyone should be adopting ESG scores.
Oh, send it to me. I want to cover this. I want to see it. This is sound
okay.
Horrible. Yeah.
Well, it's really. Insidious. I did a quick search when I was at the Republican Executive Committee meeting last Thursday night, and the first thing popped up was Moody's. And having come from an investment advisor background, I thought, wow, Moody's. You know, Moody's is a company that assesses the risk of corporate bonds. And so they were letting everyone know about ESG scores. So I want to say that nearly 200 very large corporations are all in for this and have been. In fact, when I was at a Hillsdale College luncheon about a month or 2 months ago, Hillsdale College is having some problems with fundraising because some organizations, such as Charles Schwab, will no longer make monthly payments on behalf of their customers to Hillsdale College because Hillsdale College doesn't line up with the ESG and the World Economic Forum.
Well, of course
so it's
not.
A
That's
very real problem.
Yeah. Oh, while you're talking to the Heritage Foundation person, because I know they spend more on luncheons than the entire budget of Action Radio. How can I put this as delicately as I can? I'd love to have them, you know, contribute to us, or maybe I could speak before one of their luncheons someday, or maybe you could introduce them to the whole concept of citizen legislation and what we do here. I'd love to have them as an ally, but I can't reach them. I mean, the minions get my emails. They don't go anywhere. So anything you can do, because I can't make it tonight, unfortunately. But I'd love to be in contact with this person. And just let's get Heritage into the Action Radio citizen legislative mode, because they could promote our stuff. Amazing. They don't even have to know all the technicalities of our ideas, but I'm sure they have lawyers that could figure all this stuff out. It wouldn't be too tough for them, I hope. But let's get them on board.
What do you think? Greg, are you a sentinel? Are you a sentinel with Heritage?
What, does that cost money?
No, it's free.
Okay. Okay, then I can do it. Only because we're
really
good.
Yeah, you might check it out because every Monday afternoon they do a call to help everybody understand what's happening in the swamp. Oh, excuse me, I mean Washington, D.C.
No, I think you're right.
And,
one
in the same. Anyway, they do a marvelous job, and yes, it's a very large organization. There's a lot of money involved, but I think they would line up with you and vice versa.
Okay.
So I'll mention it to Karen.
Yeah, let's see what she says. And if she wants to come on the show, I can explain
call.
It in more detail.
I'm sure she'd be happy to do that. And calling into the show, that might be an option too.
Got some time tomorrow because Dr. Pryor can't make it for a national security report. So I got an hour at 8 o'clock if she's interested. Ooh.
I will let
fun?
Her know.
Oh, you're so cool. You are the coolest. Patty's
Karen,
the coolest.
Karen is marvelous. I've known her for a few years now. And we just had a good conversation this morning because she arrived at the Tampa airport and her flight was canceled.
Mm.
You know, that was 6:30 in the morning. So why do 6:30 flights get canceled?
I don't know. Because the pilot shortage. You know, it's funny. When I was trying
and
to get a
pilot,
they had a surplus. For a lot of reasons.
If they drink the night before, they can't fly.
No, because they've all been given the jab. They're all the pilots are dying.
Yeah,
that's what's going on. Yeah. We talk about.
I
in fact,
think,
let me go ahead.
Well, that's what
I think
is going
the larger
Patty,
problem
on,
here.
Patty, on yesterday they had so many flights canceled out from Nashville to get to wherever they was going. I mean, tons of flights.
Well, they don't have any gas either. They don't have any airplane fuel because we have a fuel shortage.
I think these pilots have been harmed.
Yeah.
Yes, because they're paranoid. They took something.
They're not only paranoid. They're subject to blood clots and hemorrhaging and all kinds of issues.
Patty, are there any stats out on that? The pilots with their reduced oxygen environment, and they're subject to blood clots anyway because they sit too much. You know, they should have bike pedals on those seats. Is there any new stats coming out on the dangers of flying in the COVID jab? And this is something I want to bring up Thursday with our doctor panel.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. That's been known for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're pregnant, because I did this as a 7.5-month pregnant woman, I flew to Europe and the reason they don't want you to do that, or the doctors don't want you to do that, is because when you're pregnant, your blood is thicker and you're more prone to blood clots because of altitude and lack of movement.
Interesting.
And you are correct that anyone that flies often is also subject to blood clots. And so that's a real problem. But nowadays, if you do a Google search, you won't find that information. Just like if you were trying to find information about the pros and cons of wearing a mask or the pros and cons of getting an experimental gene therapy inserted into your body, Google will only pop up the things that the globalists want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to dig pretty deep to find that. In fact, I was suggesting to Karen Jaroche this morning that maybe we need to go back to microfiche and look at books instead of doing internet searches, because internet searches are really not as valuable as a lot of people think they are, because we're not allowed to see some information.
Isn't there like some record, what's it, timeline, or there's something that Wayback Machine or something like that actually records everything? That's what we really need.
Well,
that's what we need access to.
It's not readily available. And that is something that goes back many years, that the globalists have narrowed our ability to get information. So some information is not available unless you spend a lot of time digging. And
well, I've got a lot of reports. I've got a lot of early COVID articles when they were telling the truth. So some of them I can't get anymore, but I still remember them. You know, but how long is your memory exact? You know, there's so many different things about this. I never realized how hard it was, how easy it was to not only put information on the internet, but take it off. I mean, we didn't think of that. We always thought once it's there, it's there. I didn't realize that all the interesting things, you know, I don't know if you can, I guess you can still find the 2007 pandemic severity guidelines, which are totally different than the 2017 ones that were passed right after Trump took office. Anyway, we've only got about 20 minutes left, so let's kind of go around the panel here. Patty, you should be joining us. In fact, mine would be too. In fact, anybody's welcome to. Our Thursday doctor panel with Dr. Mikovits, Thorpe, Artis, John Cullen, the data expert, Marble, and some of the other doctors that join in, is like this. It's kind of a free-for-all, but it's an amazing exchange of information. And so, Patty, you should come join us on that too.
I would love to. Those doctors are heroes. I was very fortunate to have Dr. Mikovits as a guest in my home when they were here for last Medical Freedom Day. And we actually had about 4 hours, just the two of us. And she's an extraordinary woman. She is very faith-filled. She's strong. And I think that kind of strength and courage comes from a deep faith. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. I just can't say enough about her.
Oriented towards legislation, because it's the same thing with the group here. It's the same thing. Nobody is used to, and I understand why, because I've been thinking this for years. So, you know, I'm way ahead on the process just because I've had more practice at it. But the idea of thinking in terms of legislation, in terms of here's the solution. Okay, so here's the solution to big tech censorship. I've already written the bill. Here's the solution to the vaccine manufacturers. We already have a bill on vaccine product liability. Here's one that'll fix the economy in ways that you couldn't possibly imagine, you know, taking away the power of Congress to borrow money. Here's a bill that says there's no income tax, there's no withholding of your money until you've earned your standard deduction amount. You know, there's so many things going on here. Here's a bill that forces judges to tell you about jury nullification before, as part of their instructions to you. You know, we have ideas here that are just staggering in terms of how much freedom we can bring. But it's mindset. It's you got to get used to going from complaining, which is necessary. It's necessary to complain. This is wrong. But you want to get from this is wrong to here's the solution. And that's what I'm trying to do on the show, is to get everybody thinking, what's the solution? How can I tell more people? How can I ask people to share a bill link with Congress and the media? It's really that simple. But that's where we're going. Is Jacqueline?
Immunity from vaccine manufacturers, that's less than a full sentence. I mean, you could
It's about three sentences, if I remember. You know, there's about three places where it says vaccine manufacturers shall not be liable. And I basically deleted the word not. It said vaccine manufacturers shall be liable. Read the book. WriteYourLaws.com.
Yeah, so that's one word.
Click
so
on legislation.
One word.
Yep. No. Well, yeah, there's a little bit more to it than that, but basically that's it. Now, here's something that's interesting, too. So none of you folks have to be lawyers. I don't want anybody intimidated by the idea that, well, only lawyers can write legislation. You see the bills they write? They're 2,000 pages of BS. You know, we write here three paragraphs of brilliance. You know, you look at the folks that have written bills. You know, it's an introduction.
Well, the reality
the
is they don't do the writing. The lobbyists do.
I know. Yeah, that's true. See, I do
the
writing. Bianchi does the writing. Josie does the writing. A lot of our folks have done the writing on the bills. It's not that hard. It's not. I can teach all of you. You know, I kind of developed a very simple process. You do an introduction. Why do you want the bill? You take the old law, the specific sections that you're trying to change, and then you write the new proposed law that you want in the bill, and that's it. It usually takes a page or two. But since it's online, it's easy. And all our bills are self-correcting. When we make an amendment, each time someone clicks on the link, they get the latest version of the bill. These are self-correcting bills. I got one person that hasn't even spoken yet. I can't believe it. Let me see if I get 407 area code. They've been on for a while. Are you on the line or are you listening or would you like to join us? 407? Who's this?
This is Stephanie from Claremont, Florida.
Stephanie, I'm sorry. I've been neglecting you horribly. I apologize. So somebody
no,
that tells
right.
your story.
I was just listening. I am assistant treasurer to Calvin Wimbush's campaign.
Okay.
And so he's the one who invited me on the program, and I am thoroughly enjoying it. Just one thing that I've noticed, and I'm clearly embarrassed about it, is that several years ago, one of my nieces or nephews, I can't remember which one now, said we were talking about school and bringing their books home and everything, and I'm like, well, bring your book home. We'll look at it. And they're like, no, we can't bring our books home. Well, now we know why. They've stopped bringing their books home. I mean, I don't know if this is an isolated incident, but these kids are not bringing their books home, and my guess is that it's probably because of the content. They don't want anybody to see what's in them. They
yeah,
because
the Zoom calls. Once they close for the
yeah,
Zoom
I mean,
calls and parents,
my,
yeah. So parents need to visit
boys,
schools. Parents need to visit.
Absolutely. If I've yep. learned nothing else from your show today, that is one thing, you know, that common people are saying, what can we do? And I am just a common working girl, or I was. I'm retired now to work on Calvin's campaign. But that is one thing we can do right now is to go to the school or go to the meeting. I think what Mama B had suggested that was go and just say, you know, I'd like to see what the history book looks like. Or can you show me a science book, you know? And
why don't you go with some bills in your
hand?
Go with a couple of bills.
Right.
Go with a full voucher
exactly.
system. Say we're going to take the money. Here's full choice. So you present this to the school board, and you can write it up, and I can help you write it. It's very simple. You say all the money that currently goes to the government is going to go to the parents, and it's going to go to adults in the town because they all pay taxes, right? And they're going to distribute the money as they see fit in vouchers and in donations and whatever they want to do with it, and that's your school budget. Then you don't need a school board. Ooh, there's an idea.
I mean, that is absolutely the way, and that is the easiest way, and I feel probably the most productive way, is to get, you know, folks involved at a very grassroots level to make that shift and say, you know, we're not going to tolerate. Now, my boys are grown. Thank God they're out through school, you know, but this has been a passion of mine. You know, I think deep down, just like I guess politics was, didn't know it till now, but so I'm learning, so I appreciate shows like yours for sure.
And if you had a full voucher. Okay. Thank you. We're just limited time. But if you have a full voucher system, here's what you can do. You know, you can get 10 parents together, and you can combine your vouchers and create and hire a teacher and have your own homeschool. Ooh, there's an idea.
Ooh, there's a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Coalition going on there. Right.
Exactly.
Love
so
it.
So in other words, the budget does not go to the government anymore, thus negating the need for school boards. It goes to every adult taxpayer, you know, in the county. And so they can then, but they can't spend it wherever they want. It has to be donated, either donated if they don't have kids or used for education if they do have kids, okay? Because everybody's taxed equally for this, they should be able to contribute. So say somebody wants to donate to a ballet school, the kids are grown, okay? You can do that. Send your, you know, just sign your voucher over to the ballet school. Say someone wants an art school or a sports school, or someone wants to give it to the Boy Scouts doing educational programs. You know, you can do this anywhere you want. The what's considered education is so limiting. It's not what you learn in a classroom. These are factories designed to indoctrinate. But if you really want to get an education, what if you wanted to go, for example, in Santa Rosa County here, we have the Creek, Santa Rosa Creek Tribe has an interpretive center, has a main building. You know, why don't you donate to them so they can give classes and teach Native American history. I mean, there's so many things that we don't teach. It's staggering.
Right.
So you open up these opportunities, you come up with
it. That's another point, too. I'm not so sure that conservatives are as divided as that the government would have us believe. I think it's just a matter of it's a lack of having our eyes open to certain things and the education, you know, because I think a lot of people, myself included, up until, you know, just several months ago, was that there's nothing that I can do. I'm just, you know, one person.
Chivalrous.
When that is clearly
I'm just one
not true. Yeah.
Yeah. All of us are just one person.
So,
we say that on the show all the time. We're all just one person.
That's right. And we, as collectively, we can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Speaking of which, let me get to
power
Myra. I got. Who's that? Go ahead. Then I got a bill for Myra.
I said power in numbers.
Yeah. Well, the more people that submit bills to the more media and members of Congress and state legislatures, the more powerful this is going to get. So, Myra, we have a bill. We have a bill that puts the driver's license, that puts the citizenship, your citizenship on the driver's license. Okay. So that way you can't give it to illegal aliens, you know. And then what we do with that is then say, okay, we're going to test for certain things that you cannot do unless you're a citizen. Get a bank loan. Get a mortgage. Buy a car, start a business, send money out of the country, receive money into the country. I've got a list of a bunch of things that would make it impossible for illegal aliens to live here. This is something that if you're interested, let me know, because you may want to sponsor our citizenship bill that basically puts your citizenship on the driver's license, or it puts the fact that you're a legal permanent resident, or it puts your visa status with the expiration date right on the driver's license. How's that for an idea? Myra, I know you're still there. Going once, going twice. I'll send it to you.
I think it's a great idea. It's just like a passport.
Yeah.
This is
Jacqueline.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah, well, passport. Well, actually, this is something I talked to Jordan Carr, who's running for office here. She was on the show previously. She left the Air Force because she wouldn't take the COVID snake oil. And I gave her the idea for a bill that all these states that have illegal aliens, those states should not be recognized in Florida as a valid driver's license unless they have proof of citizenship. So Massachusetts, California, Michigan, Wisconsin, Oregon, Washington, all these states that are giving illegals a driver's license, they are not entitled to, because you cannot have rights in a place you're not allowed to be in, right? And so all those states should immediately go on a list in Florida and say, we're not going to recognize those states. They cannot, if they come to Florida, great, but they can't rent a car. you know, if you know, those driver's licenses are not valid ID unless they prove a citizenship, because they could be given to illegal aliens. And we don't want illegal aliens in the state of Florida. Mama B, what do you think of that? Let's bring her back in. We got about 10 minutes.
It's wonderful. I really do. I'm into things that make common sense.
Yeah.
I'm not into the stuff that are fusions and shenanigans. I can't tolerate with all that fusions. But I'm into common sense, and that is common sense there.
Well, let me get your comments too, because we got about 8 minutes left, and I want to make sure to give you time just on the overall, the bills, of the whole idea of, as we talked about earlier, searching for truth, objective truth, get beyond the BS and the propaganda, have a devotion to truth, you know, look for it. If you have any insights on that, I'd be really curious.
Well, I think how society, and I keep going back to society, because it's a lot of evil, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can't see the forest for the trees, and it's just a lot of evilness going on, that in time we have to keep up with history, because history makes in time, and the way that you see a lot of things that are going on now, We have to have these bills that we can sit down, talk to young people about also. It's not only on certain levels of age. Talk to young people about this. Do you know what's really going on? Do you really want to know what's going on in your country? How do you feel your country getting run? How do you feel about government? How do you feel about the federal level? All those things got to be questioned. Why? Because the taxpayers, your mom and dads and uncles and grandmamas and all them are fighting for what's right. And here you have come along in your generation, you won't have anything left with how everything going on now. Or will there be a earth? You just have to fight the right way. And making yourself plain, like Rebecca says, write the vision down, make it plain. And they get it, you run with it. But you got to be bold when you run with it. You can't be a weak vessel. You can't get up before Congress and them be saying, nor legislation against them saying, talking about you think. Or I don't know if this right or not, but I think that ain't the way it's going to go. You present it. You present it hard, you present it firm, and you stand on it. And that's why I like the bills that are being made by each of us to pass through. I just have to get in the faces of these senators and these congressmen and all of those who are blocking and doing the things that they want to do for themselves. It's not about yourself. It's about the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really had to push that and let them know about that bill. I really had to push it because I'm pushing more bills. I'm having more ministers, which is the head, whatever comes up that we put together. And I say together, that's working as a team. You have to engage with one another. So to make sure that everything goes well, because this world really is not our home. We just passing through. But we're supposed to make laws and have laws done up to be justice for everyone. Because we all God's children.
See, this is why you're so good on the show and good for the show, because, you know, I mean, I have a lot of ideas. That's my strength. Your strength is coalitions and people and reaching out to people and getting information to folks that I could never possibly go to because I'm so busy working on ideas. And so, who's playing music on my show? Sounds great. Is that somebody's phone ringing? Turn off your phone. Hello? This is great, but I don't know.
I do love Sade, though.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not on my phone. Sorry.
We're not a music
not
program.
On my phone.
Whose line do I have to mute?
Sometimes people just express themselves, and I guess that's the way you express yourself.
Oh, okay. Not exactly what I had in mind.
Those did good.
How many said sure? Take a
Do we know whose line it is?
It is mine.
All right, let me just...
I don't know.
But
anyway, I just want to say this, is that when the laws are given and heavy done up, that's why some God in the Word say, obey those that got rule over you. And also, we have to be, you know, stop listening to what Bible says, we got to say, and stuff like that. We got to be on, we got to
Found
be on
it.
Page. Okay, good. It was fitting.
Sorry, but well, it's not a great. I just don't want, you know, if I was doing a music show, it'd be fine, but I'm not.
Okay, but anyway, and this is why we have to understand things when people, they talk and talk and talk so much and don't get nothing done.
Yeah.
And that's the whole 4 years that we went through with nothing done. They're sabotaging.
Well, This is the whole reason I do this, is because with these bills, and people go, well, you're just writing a bill. Well, it's more than that. It's an idea. It's something that people can latch onto. And if you just want to share the link, that's cool. If you want to share the show, that's cool. If you want to learn more about citizen legislation, that's cool too. If like Mama B, she's taking charge of these bills and bringing them to people in ways that I could never do because, you know, she's who she is and I'm who I am. You know, and because of the different skills that we bring, and Patty's going to talk to the heritage person, I forgot her name, Karen, but it's somebody I'd like to meet and talk to on the show. I mean, Patty brings a skill. Everybody brings something to the show. Calvin brings
Patty
the show. He's
so
running for office, you know, as a with on citizen legislation. Josie brings something to the show. Is that you?
Yeah. They're all unique.
Yeah.
All of them. Very unique. And that's why, Tom, I love being around them. They are unique. And really, yeah. Patty is some of the reason why I'm in some of this stuff. Patty, my sister Sandy, Desiree, Angelo, all of them that plays parts in doing things
mm-hmm.
that have pushed me to do more than what I had on my plate, really.
Mm-hmm.
My plate is over full,
mm-hmm.
and I have Kim. Kim came in, and we what she did for the group in was off the chain, okay? So one day we'll have her on singing because it's just like this. How you created a bond with other people unless you engage with them to get to know them. We all have different backgrounds, but we're still on the one body of Christ. Sometimes
Absolutely.
We say things make another one, but it's okay. We can smooth that out. That's what we are here for, to engage with one another in coalitions to bring people together. I already am working on something in Atlanta, Georgia,
wow.
And then I'm going to be working on something else, especially with our radio programs. I'm going to be working on that. They want to hear me bring it to the table. And when I bring it to the table, it's be approved or disapproved. So that's the way it's going. So, and I believe with all faith in God that it will be approved.
Okay.
And I appreciate you. And thank you so much, Patty. I'm hoping and praying I can get into Guthrie's tonight. I got to leave Tallahassee now and shoot to Pensacola, Florida.
Take You're time. Everywhere. Let me just, I want to get Patty's announcement one more time. We got about 30 seconds left. The article that I read from earlier, Consortium News, QAnon is a fake decoy imitation of a healthy revolutionary impulse, is at our public site, the Action Radio Group on Facebook. So you can find it there. And Patty, let's get one more announcement for tonight. And let's hear what our president, your presenter is doing.
Thank you, Greg. It's Gulf Coast Patriots. We meet at Lillo's Tuscan Grill. 51 Gulf Breeze Parkway, 6:30 p.m. Karen Jaroche of the Heritage Foundation is driving up. In fact, B, you might run into her on the, but not literally, on I-10. But she's going to discuss the ESG scores. That's environmental, social, and governmental scoring that decides who gets to live, who gets to die, who gets health care, who doesn't.
Patty, we're off
who
the
gets
air.
A mortgage, who doesn't.
I got to shorten you up a little bit. We're off the air. The clock's already run out, so I need to just, you know, time, place, address.
Yes, 630 Lilith Tuscan Grill, 51 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
And Gulf Breeze Patriots, where do we find you?
Greg, are you going to do it?
You can find us on Facebook under Gulf Coast Patriots.
Okay. And Mama B, last question.
And you're welcome to visit my site, Patty Burke.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, this is what I'm asking, Greg. Are you going to set up for that?
I don't know. I can't make it tonight. I wish I could, but I won't be able to, unfortunately. But I'll be talking to Patty probably after the show and then, you know,
do you want
tomorrow.
That recorded?
Of course I do. I'd love to play it.
I'm going to bring somebody else with me then because we need to get this on. Yeah, we need to get this out.
I'm hoping Gulf Breeze Patriots records all their speeches. I hope you guys, afterwards and post them so that we can see them.
Okay. I'll get them.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you all. We got to go. I mean, really do.
Thank
Greg
you.
Greg for Action Radio at blogtalkradio.com/citizenaction.
God love you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
And our legislative website, writeyourlaws.com, WriteYourLaws.com, WriteYourLaws. And we're going to all come back next Monday. Can't wait.